University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
A new battle plan.
I've committed more than 20,000 additional American troops to Iraq.
With a new hope.
This time we'll have the force levels we need to hold the areas that have been cleared.
For victory.
Reducing the violence in Baghdad will help make reconciliation possible.
Reaction pro.
I'm willing to trust them and I want to win this.
And con.
A surge is a bad idea. It's been tried and it has failed.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Bucking political opposition, public disquiet, and misgivings within the ranks, President Bush has laid out his blueprint for escalating U.S. military involvement in Iraq. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
With America nearing the end of 4 years in Iraq, President Bush called the situation unacceptable and made clear the buck stops with him.
Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me.
Declaring that failure in Iraq would be a disaster for the U.S., he announced a commitment to increase the number of American forces there by upwards of 22,000. But he said Iraqi troops would lead the effort to end the sectarian bombings and killings. And he served notice on Iraqi leaders that if they don't take forceful action, they'll lose American support. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
I'm Steve Kathan. The troops are going to Iraq, but some of the battle lines are on Capitol Hill.
In this last election, the American people said we need a new direction in Iraq. That doesn't mean more troops.
Democrats like Dick Durbin of Illinois are using their new power to speak out against the plan. Many, but not all, Republicans support it. John Boehner of Ohio.
It is our best shot at victory in Iraq.
And this morning,
we cannot afford to fail. And there is broad agreement on that.
Secretary of State Rice and Defense Secretary Gates defend the plan at congressional hearings shortly.
I'm Cammy McCormick in Baghdad. Many Iraqis have heard about the president's plan to send in more troops here through an interpreter.
Yes, this would help to regain security in Iraq because there are places in Iraq, in Baghdad, that the Iraqi forces cannot go in.
But many others were opposed to any increase. Some said U.S. troops should pull back to their bases, and many said Iraqis must solve the violence on their own.
What's the commitment of the new troop force? CBS News correspondent David Martin.
Pentagon officials expect U.S. troops to stay in the streets for about 6 months before turning security over to the Iraqis. If it hasn't happened in 6 months, one official said, well, no, it's not working.
For the families of men and women in uniform, the possibility their loved ones will have to return to war is heart-wrenching.
We're deeply saddened, outraged, but not surprised.
Nancy Lesson, whose son Joe served in Iraq, is founder of the group Military Families Speak Out. She's blunt in her criticism of Mr. Bush.
He is gambling with the lives of our loved ones, and it's unconscionable.
But that view is not universal.
I think it's a solid plan.
Romy Kilgore, founder of United We Serve, military families who support the president's policy.
I really feel like we are not in a position to retreat, to pull out, that we have no option but to see this through and succeed.
Today, Mr. Bush begins selling his plan. CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer is covering.
Seeking a friendly audience for his new Iraq policy, President Bush travels to Fort Benning, Georgia. It's a major Army infantry training base closely linked to the war. Thousands of troops have shipped out from Benning to the battle zone, and because of the new strategy, more will soon head there. The White House says Mr. Bush will use informal remarks to explain what the administration describes as the new way forward in Iraq, including his decision to send thousands of additional soldiers. CBS's Pete Combs is already at Fort Benning.
The new strategy I outlined tonight will change America's course in Iraq.
With this Army captain and thousands of soldiers like him, President Bush's speech means uncertainty and concern.
This throws everything up into the air, and I might end up having to go back myself.
Back to Iraq? But to what, he asks.
I'm not sure that what the president said about turning over more control to the Iraqis is any different than the current policy that is in effect now.
If this soldier goes back, it'll be his third tour. He's tired of Iraq, he says, but that's his job. Pete Combs, CBS News, Fort Benning, Georgia.
It's 4 minutes past the hour.
Lowe's, for all your home improvement needs.
Good morning, I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. New developments in the murder investigation of Broncos cornerback Darrent Williams. Willie Clark, who was arrested on a probation violation two Fridays ago and was said to be a person of interest, is now believed to be a suspect, but not believed to be the gunman. Police are still asking for folks to come forward with information. This all comes as the Broncos yesterday announced a $100,000 reward for information from anyone who can help lead to an arrest and conviction in the death of cornerback Darrent Williams. Lawmakers opened up a 120-day legislative session yesterday with majority Democrats saying voters want them to focus on the economy, education, transportation, and health care. Democrats holding both the State House and Senate, as well as the governor's office, and Governor Bill Ritter will give his state of the state about 11 o'clock this morning. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, it looks like we've got a rollover in the downtown area at the ramp at Spear going to northbound I-25. So just watch out for a snag there. That's the only early morning problem. Otherwise, you got a good drive across Metro Denver, wide open highways. I-25 still looking good through the tech center. 225 up to speed across Aurora and I-70 seeing a few more cars through the I-25 area. However, if you're headed into the mountains, that could be treacherous. Watch out for high winds near Georgetown. Also on 285 between Fairplay and Kenosha Pass. Weather today, morning sunshine turning cloudy and colder by afternoon, high of 38. Tonight, very cold with a wintry mix of fog, freezing drizzle. And
we're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible, so I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics, and I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
The Osgood File, January 11th, 2007.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be wrong.
Good morning. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Thank you for joining me. He'll be back on Monday, just in time to celebrate Dr. Martin Luther King Day with you. I'll be with you tomorrow, too. We have a lot to talk about. The president has spoken. What do you think? You know, I have to say, I kept looking at the clock last night at 4 minutes into the speech or 3 minutes into the speech. I was already rolling my eyes. So I imagine maybe you have the same response. 303-713-7600. Once again, I'm Aaron Hart filling in for Jay Marvin. The president has spoken. It means more war, not less. More troops, 21,500 will be sent. More than 90 from the 82nd Airborne have already been deployed. In other words, Bush isn't going to wait for Congress to say no. He's not going to wait for Senator Ted Kennedy's plan to make it enforce a vote on any kind of escalation or a re-up or a reauthorization of this mess. Oh, no. He's going to sneak them in under the cover of night. Very strange goings on overnight as well. We'll talk about that. The president basically said essentially a few things. Most of it, though, is status quo. However, some of the tactics on the ground are going to change. And I was listening this morning to the BBC, and Jay Gardner, the first general who told them that they needed, well, he was the second or third general who told them they needed more troops, but also told them that they needed to embed them in a different way, was saying that this conceivably could work. And I literally, bong, what? But he said there are some things that are being done differently that are intelligent. But my essence, my take on this, my shorthand take is, this is back to the past. This is 4 years ago. This is the game plan that should have been enacted if you were in the mind to invade, and I certainly was not. But if you were going to invade and occupy a country, then you should have embedded your troops with the Iraqis, trained them, held elections really fast, which is, that's why, by the way, Jay Gardner got the boot. He had the temerity to say, well, you know, maybe we should hold elections really quickly because we just came in here, we deposed their dictator, but they're okay. Maybe what we should do is just, you know, hold elections really fast. Well, of course, the Bush administration, wanting to carve up the spoils, stuck in George Bush's roommate, L. Paul Bremer, who is from Andover, I believe, stuck him in there and said, okay, here, you know, Paulie, and that's when our troubles began. So back to the past, we're going to rectify some of the essential mistakes that L. Paul Bremer made, which is de-bathification. They're now going to say, well, you know what, you know, maybe after 4 years, hundreds of thousands dead, 3,019 of our own troops dead, oh, maybe what we should do is put the bathists back to work. I literally was making noises like a computer last night making my talk. Pedro thought I was a little nuts. But, you know, it's like I could not believe time after time after time the same stuff over again, except a little different in a way that should have been done from the beginning if you were in the mind to occupy. And once again, not. I am absolutely not in the mind to occupy. But if you were, he's saying, okay, well, now we'll divvy up the troops, we'll go into the different neighborhoods, we'll pacify the neighborhoods, we'll actually go after the Shiite militias rather than just allowing them to run roughshod because they belong to the now majority party in the southern and central part of Iraq. Let's just do that. Well, This is, you know, is it going to work? I don't know. Do you think that Nouri al-Maliki will really go after the army of Muqtada al-Sadr? Oh, good. Neither do I. I mean, it's just like, so it depends on a lot of things. It depends, for example, on totally distorting reality. You have to forget that this administration has been incompetent, criminal and crazy from the beginning in this enterprise. You have to just believe that they're going to just forget all that they never knew and that they never did well, and they're suddenly magically going to be able to run this country. Bing! Well, maybe they won't send as many partisan hacks in to do the job. 22, 23-year-olds who have no idea what they're doing, but whose daddies were Republicans, and they've just said, ooh, I'll be a Republican too. And they went over there and were sent and didn't know anything. So it's like, ooh, I think I'll just hide in the green zone and drink Mai Tais. That's what I'm going to do. So this is what this is going to be about. This is my essential take. It's going to be more of the same and worse than ever on our troops. Because as John Turk and I were discussing briefly this morning, what's going to happen is the troops are now going to go more into harm's way because they're going to be embedded with Iraqi troops that they can't trust. Now, I say this because half the time they train them and they don't show up. I was listening to one soldier last night on Anderson Cooper say that, you know, we used to train them and then we would ask them. We trained like, 14 groups of them, and I forget whether it was brigades or division. But anyway, they trained a number of them, and only two out of the 14 they trained showed up. So they're saying they're going to bring in this massive, one of the president's points in his speech last night was, well, hey, you know, we're going to bring in a boatload of troops into Baghdad, and they're going to be Iraqi. Well, you know, will they show up? Will they be there? Will they run when there's gunfire? Because that's happened too in the past. And I'm not trying to malign them. They've been under the services of a despot for years. So this is going to be the latest mistake in a series of agonizing and terrible mistakes that have been made in this criminal and illicit and illegal war. And it's going to get even worse. And the occupation is going to go on and on. And you know what? Guess what? P.S. According to John Burns, who is a Pulitzer Prize winning writer for the New York Times, and Sabrina Tavernisi in this morning's New York Times, it's very questionable whether al-Maliki really wants any help anyway, because the Shiite elite wants to get busy governing. However, here's the problem. Here's the problem. And I heard John Burns say this last night, and all of a sudden a big light bulb went on over my head as to why he wouldn't want more troops to help him train. And it's because if the inevitable outcome is that there is going to be a civil war, do you want to alienate your side in this? I mean, he has a vested interest in protecting Muqtada al-Sadr, who, by the way, is part of the government. He was elected. So suddenly, I guess we're going to go, well, I mean, not that he isn't a violent criminal, but here's what we're going to do. We're going to say, okay, well, you know what? You have four legislative seats and a legitimate part of the government and cabinet post, but you know what? We're going to ignore you and go after you. By the way, we already broke into the Iranian embassy up north in Mosul. Iranian consul. We've broken in. We've taken documents, and the beat goes on. That was the other thing in the president's speech. Two things: bipartisan group with Joe Lieberman, the only named other politician, and the other. Oh yeah, we're gonna go after the Iranians and Syrians now. To talk, you might ask. Oh no, we're talking axis of evil. Like I said. Back to the future, back to the past. This is a very scary time in our country. Talk it up. We have great guests. I'll give you the lineup coming up. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cotman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Downtown. Heavy traffic as well if you are on eastbound route starting to build up 6th Avenue, although it's running smoothly out of Lakewood, C-470 wide open. Older turnpike starting to fill in Federal to Pecos. Weather today morning, sunshine turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon, 38. Right now, mostly cloudy, 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Introducing Sylvan Homework Help. Now your child can come to Sylvan for expert assistance with school assignments. See how Sylvan Homework Help can make a difference with your child. Call Sylvan at 1-800-EDUCATE. Sylvan Homework Help can make homework less work. Call 1-800-EDUCATE now.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449-9899.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you. The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Let me be clear. The terrorists and insurgents in Iraq are without conscience, and they will make the year ahead bloody and violent. Even if our new strategy works exactly as planned, deadly acts of violence will continue, and we must expect more Iraqi and American casualties.
So said by a man who cavalierly insisted that the Iraqi government get busy, but he didn't ask them to disarm the militias. He didn't ask them to offer amnesty to the insurgents. He didn't do any of that. He also did not ask for a political solution. He didn't give us any guarantees about how it worked. He did say he was sorry. He made mistakes. Actually, he didn't say he was sorry. He just said, we made mistakes, and it's my fault. Wow. Actually, he didn't even say it quite that bluntly. It was amazing. You know, it's just insulting. And then he said, oh, the American people are going to lose faith in you, Iraqis. We're going to lose faith. It's like, excuse me. We lost faith, not only you, but your government, Bushy. Okay, here's that mistakes comment, because John's got it queued up. Let's just hear it now. I have to hear his excuse once again.
Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me.
And that was about it. Responsibility. You know what? It rests with me. Yeah, you're darn right it does. You're darn right it does. The blood of all those people. And then cavalierly just, well, you know, more people get killed, but daddy's telling you we have to do this. Well, you know what? You're not my daddy. You're not my president. You're not even president of the United States legitimately as far as I'm concerned. And this is the problem when we allow elections to be stolen. This is exactly the problem when this kind of heinous behavior. I mean, I still wonder how those members of the Supreme Court feel when they look at this mess. By the way, Bush also made open-ended threats to Iraq, Iran, and Syria. Wow, I feel better. You know, even Chris Matthews, neocon artist buffoon of them all, who's fooled by these jerks, basically sat there and went, you know, I bet a lot of Americans are going to bed scared tonight. And then he goes, I mean, concerned. I almost fell out of my chair. I was like, yes, yes. Keith Olbermann didn't jump on it. I know he must have been tempted. I assume he was. Kathy in Littleton, welcome, and thank you for joining me on the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning, and I have to say I appreciate hearing you in the morning. It's very nice. I knew this guy was lying the minute he said he's parked that ship outside of Iran in the ocean, because that took him greater than 2 months to get there, and that was before Rummy left. That was before any of the information came out from the Baker people. He decided this a long time ago.
Well spotted, Kathy.
And it's like, who are you kidding, buddy? You can't pull off getting five brigades and a ship there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's like, oh, he wasn't listening to anybody but himself.
No, and you know, the noise in his head, you kind of wonder what kind of high wine is in there. I mean, he sat there and blah, 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 as the New York Times puts it, more gauzy talk of victory on the war on terrorism and creating a young democracy in Iraq. You know what? If that's what a young democracy looks like, I don't want one. You know, it's like, if that's what it looks like, thanks, I'll pass.
I know. That's what it to me.
It's just crazy. But you're absolutely right. In order to get that amount of firepower in that region, with the ships particularly, they had to turn those around 2 months ago. You're absolutely right. So all of this has been, and I know, notice how he just gave a brief nod to the Iraq committee and just said, well, we're going to do, you know, one thing that they said. But everything else they said, like, talk to the Syrians, talk to the Iranians, ignore, ignore, ignore. And then he said, we're going to secure the borders. With who? If you've got, you know, if you've got so many troops in Iraq, where are you going to put them? I mean, I know they're going to put 4,000 in the Anbar province, but still, it's, you know, and by the way, these numbers sound big, but they're not real. What happens actually, in fact, is you only have 5,000 in a given moment going in. So it's just a mess, isn't it?
Yes.
What do you think the Democrats should do? We're going to talk to Ari Berman of The Nation coming up on how Democrats should spend their political capital. What do you think?
I hope they're smart enough to realize this guy planned it a long time ago and bring that out and to the public that he's just lying through his teeth, and start those hearings of when and why they decided to put that ship in there and go from there, instead of trying to say, "Want these people in Iraq, forget it. You start in on him for Syria and Iran and stop him, because we'll never get that area if they don't."
Well, and this is part of the problem. And everybody's saying, I was listening to some retrospectives this morning on contrasting and comparing our withdrawal from Vietnam to a possible withdrawal of Iraq. And I remember the naysayers saying, you know, oh, they'll be doomed. The whole world will become communist. Everything will go wrong. You know, we'll never end the Cold War. Well, somehow we managed to end the Cold War, even though we got out of Iraq, out of Vietnam.
Yep.
So maybe the region won't descend into chaos if we get out of Iraq. What do you think?
I think you're right.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much, Kathy. Well spotted. Once again, I'm going to repeat what you said over and over again. Thank you. The ships got there. This is astounding. And the other part is, too, is, of course, they've been planning some of this for months. Of course they have. They knew they were going to have to override their generals. They told Abizaid. I mean, you know, it's just insane. We're going to search out some older quotes of Bush if we can find them, because it's just really crazy when you listen to all of them, the axis of evil, and then you hear him say, they're nuclear weapons that are going to come out of Iraq and bomb us, and then you hear, no, there were no weapons of mass destruction. Oops, sorry about that. No drones with nuclear weapons flying over our heads. But now they're trying to drum up, fear of Iran. They're going to attack us with nukes. Mark my words. I was just rereading last night the November 27th issue of The New Yorker, and Seymour Hersh in it warning us that they're not going to give up wanting to go after Iran. Dick Cheney is going to go after Iran no matter what, and even told a story about how he used to cheat the government, you know, cheat his employers in Wyoming by cutting down wire and doing what he wanted anyway. He said, oh, we're going to go anyway. Forget it. If they try to hamper us, we'll figure out a way. It's like the arrogance of these people. So if you think that Bush is contrite, if you think he's sorry, if you think he wants your forgiveness, forget it. He has no intention of governing by consensus. He actually said that he consulted with people. When you saw Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and all the other leaders in Congress walk out of the White House yesterday and said, once again, he's not listening, he's not consulting us. It's too bad he's passing up the opportunity to have both parties of government, both branches of government, who are mandated to deal with war, and he's entirely ignoring one of them. What will that branch do about it? Ah, we'll check in with Ari Berman, blogger and writer for The Nation, coming up on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Once again, the number, 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who's back on Monday. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, watch out for the backups northbound 25 as you approach downtown. We have a rolled vehicle at the end of the Spear on-ramp. That's really causing folks to slow down and take a look. Still doing pretty well in the Tech Center area and through the bridges. Traffic already tough, though, out of Thornton North Glen on that southbound side of I-25, so expect delays north of I-70. Eastbound 270 busy, as is 6th Ave from Federal coming up to your I-25 merge. Weather today, morning sunshine, turning cloudy and colder by afternoon. High of 38 right now. Mostly cloudy, 28. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, January 14th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in this...
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Or put down $1,000 and they'll put down $1,000 and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $500 and they'll put down $500 and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the Front Range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
We are not winning in Iraq, despite the courage and immense sacrifice of our military. Indeed, the situation is grave and deteriorating.
That was Senator Dick Durbin echoing the report by the Iraq Committee headed by Jim Baker, his daddy's friend. We'll see what happens with George W. Bush, but I think first we ought to check in with Ari Berman. He's going to help explain why we need to ratchet up the pressure as Democrats and as independents and insist that the Democrats respond to the new plan in an effective manner. None of this non-binding resolution stuff, right, Ari? I just And good morning and welcome. Thank you for joining us, by the way.
Thanks for having me.
I know you were up late last night blogging because I read your blog. I have to say, what is your take, your quick take on the speech in its entirety? And then we'll talk about some specifics coming up.
Well, I mean, it was probably the best speech Bush has given about Iraq, and that this was the first time that he admitted that things weren't going well and that he actually had something to do with that. That said, I mean, his policy prescription doesn't match the situation on the ground. I mean, there's no reason why you conclude from all of this that we need to add more troops into a mess that gets worse and worse and worse. And of course, and it's still littered with mischaracterizations. I mean, this idea that we're fighting Al-Qaeda and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, there's no real truth about what's actually happening in Iraq from this president.
No, not at all. And the other thing is, too, is there were several things in the speech that gave me pause. I think several pundits picked up on them. But the first one was that Bush seemed to be making, in addition to saying to al-Maliki, get busy and get, you know, get your country in order. But he didn't insist on, say, dismantling the death squads. He didn't say you should give amnesty to insurgents. There were no practical political recommendations in the speech at all. That was one thing I noted. And then the other thing is Bush seemed to be making open-ended threats to Iran and Syria, which certainly brought me up short.
No, I mean, it seems like we need to stay in Iraq so we can threaten Iran. I mean, that's sort of the gist of our policy now.
Yeah. Exactly. And it's like, wait, excuse me, why would we do that? We went into an Iranian consul today and apparently took out computers and laptops and papers and other materials that should be sacrosanct in terms of a country's embassy, right? I mean, I'm not fond of the Iranian government, but on the other hand, apparently we just broke in and walked off with stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen that story yet, but I mean, I know that there's a lot of rumors about what we're doing via Iran. I still seem to think that it's unlikely that at the end of the day they'll conclude that military action in some sort against Iran would be a terrible idea.
How would they
just do it? Never know.
Yeah, well, how would they do it? Because, I mean, even now with just 21,500 extra troops, the word is the military, Joint Chiefs on down, are not very happy with this idea and don't think it'll work, second.
How are they going to do it in Iraq or how are they invading?
How are they going to do it in Iran is what I was talking
about. It would be mostly an air war. They'd try to take out these nuclear installations from the air. The problem is we don't really know where they are. We don't know how many there are. And obviously the consequences and the blowback of doing it would be extremely severe. I mean, Iran, unlike some other countries in the region, does have some pretty sophisticated weapons that they could use against us or Israel or who else knows. I mean, it would definitely be a regional war if we got involved in that.
Well, now, as a contributing writer for The Nation, a contributor and a Puffin Foundation writing fellow at The Nation Institute, what is your take on what the Democrats could do? I've read your blog. You said, get busy and start acting. I like Senator Kennedy and Congressman Marty Meehan of both of Massachusetts, as it so happens, have legislation that basically says, as you quote, no funds can be spent to send additional troops to Iraq unless Congress approves the president's proposed escalation of American forces. Why couldn't every Democrat get behind that?
Well, I mean, because I think a number of Democrats are still, for whatever reason, uncomfortable with this idea that they would appear anti-military and that cutting off the funds for escalation would be interpreted as cutting off funds for the troops in general. That they can't make the distinction.
So do you think that this has any chance at all of passing, or will they do the non-binding resolution? Oh, look at us. We told you so. We told you it wouldn't work. We told you no, and you didn't listen.
Well, the non-binding resolution is the first step. I mean, everyone agrees that that's the first thing they're going to do. The problem with that is, well, A, it has no teeth, and B, Bush is moving troops right now.
More than 90 from
exactly.
The 82nd Airborne.
If Congress doesn't block the money now, the troops will already be over there. If Congress gets to this thing in 2 or 3 weeks, Bush will have thousands of troops over there probably already. So, I mean, they have to do this pretty quickly, and they have to realize, I mean, this is something that's worth spending their political capital on. That was the sort of meaning of my post. You got elected. People expected bold action from you. When I went around the country and asked you what they expected for the Democrats, they didn't mention much of the 100-hour plan. They mentioned Iraq.
Right.
And they expect action, and they don't support this troop increase, and they expect an end to the war. The only way you start ending the war is by blocking the amount of troops that can go there now.
Well, and it's not like it's unprecedented. We have the Boland Amendment from the Iran-Contra fight. I mean, granted, Reagan went around it and certainly sold arms to the Iranians, as a matter of fact. But there is precedence in U.S. law. It's not like it's a constitutional question. They can cut off funding, right?
Oh, absolutely they can cut off funding. I mean, there's no question. They've done it in numerous instances. They've cut off funding. They've limited the things you can do. I mean, they could pass a binding bill right now that says you cannot keep troops in Iraq past X date, or you cannot have so-and-so such amount of troops. I mean, there's this idea that Congress can act completely constitutionally is a completely absurd notion.
Well, what do you think people should people? I mean, you likened it. You quoted another blogger, Chris Bowers, and said we need to the Democrats need to look at this as if it's the fight over to save Social Security, that they have to just come out hard and heavy and keep hammering this and don't let up.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. If you oppose escalation, then why aren't you trying to stop it? And I think that's what you have to sort of say to every member of Congress. I mean, because they're all saying they oppose this thing now, but if they're not doing anything to stop it, then they become, I think, by extension, accomplices in George Bush's war.
Do you take any comfort? So accomplices, wow. So do you take any comfort?
Don't you say, I mean, don't you
No, think? I tend to agree with you. I think they're absolutely complicit in it, absolutely, which would make you an accomplice. So, yeah, no, I can see what you're thinking on down the line. Senator Sam Brownback, however, and some more and more Republicans are starting to make noise. And Senator John Warner said that he needs to take a look at this plan before he signs off on it. Do you see any hope in the idea that some of the Republicans will be able to help stop this?
There's no way many Republicans, I think, beyond a few, will vote to block the funds.
Yeah,
that said, I mean, a number of these Republicans will, I think, vote against a resolution. We'll see what the White House tries to do to tie their hands, but a number of them now at least seem like they're voting against the resolution. That would be a huge PR disaster for the administration. That says, we're assuming that Bush cares what the Congress thinks. He doesn't. He's not.
That's right.
He's not like any other president who consulted with Congress and said, oh, Congress might think this is a bad idea. I shouldn't do it. He's going to do it regardless, which is why the only way they can get his attention is if they force him to listen.
You know, that's a very good point. This president, more than any I have ever seen, even Richard Nixon, you know, before he launched Cambodia, I don't know whether he would have done it if he was this far down in the polls. Being the savvy politician he was at the time, he was not this far down in the polls. But it's interesting to me, I've never seen a president who is so unpopular, so disconnected to what, I mean, more than 80% of the people, as you note in your blog, the American people do not want, think Iraq is a mess. So, and do not want us in there. So it is unclear to me how he thinks he's going to get away with this, but I suppose, as you note, he can if the Congress only does things like pass non-binding resolutions.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I think he sort of just feels that he can ride this out, you know, that for whatever reason he can make enough excuses so that in 2 years we still have troops in Iraq, and his legacy is not that he lost the war. I mean, I think that's basically all this is about for Bush right now. I mean, this is about his legacy.
Well, that's a very cynical way to run a country and very horrifying in terms of putting troops in harm's way and the Iraqis in harm's way. Thank you, Ari Berman. I appreciate your time and your help this morning in terms of decoding some of this for us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Thank you. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. It's 303-713-7600. Ari Berman heard from The Nation. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Gina Michaels is standing by with Progressive Traffic. I want to hear from you. What do you think of the president's options? And I forgot to bring up with Ari, hey, what's this having already Navy in place? Yeah, that's what this is. This is a mess. This really is a mess. I suppose you could have said, well, I was doing it just in case we decided to withdraw.
Do you care about our nation's energy situation? Do you know that our oil dependence is expected to worsen over the next 20 years? Our political leaders need to know that you want action on this issue. Unlike Brazil and even Sweden, we have no plan to control our energy destiny. If you care, sign our petition at EI2025.org and support political candidates that will do more than talk. Learn more at Americans for Energy Independence, EI2025.org.
8 heading through the tech center near Parker. No worries right now along I-70 cutting through the city. Weather today, morning sunshine turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon. High of 38. Right now, mostly cloudy and 28 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for a job? Don't miss one of the largest employment sections of the year, Sunday, January 14th. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in this Sunday's Denver Post put the power of the newspaper's Jobs Classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power tools.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron, Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, phone toll-free 1-888-655-IDEA. Invent Help, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an informative brochure and other material of interest to new investors. Learn how to get your free information by dialing 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-IDEA. Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how Invent Help may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so dial 1-888-655-IDEA. That's 1-888-655-4332.
Top three reasons my house is getting a new look for the new year. Number three, my resolution was brand new carpet. Oh, well, and no more pie. Number two, we said we'd get a new kitchen someday. Oh, look, it's someday. And number one, I could lose weight, but I'd rather lose the lime green tile in the bathroom.
Keep all your home improvement resolutions with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 115 and U.S. only. See store for details.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Victory will not look like the ones our fathers and grandfathers achieved. There will be no surrender ceremony on the deck of a battleship. But victory in Iraq will bring something new in the Arab world. A functioning democracy that polices its territory, upholds the rule of law, respects fundamental human liberties, and answers to its people.
Filling in on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning. We're having Congressman Mark Udall coming up, and a little later in the show we'll also be joined by a newly minted representative from the 7th District, Ed Perlmutter. Right now we're going to talk to Walt in Littleton, but once again, Mark Udall will be joining us very shortly on AM 760 Progressive Talk. So stand by. 2nd Congressional District, your guy, is coming up to bat soon, and he is a member of the Armed Services Committee, so all the more important to talk to him this morning. Good morning, Walt. Thank you for joining us. What did you think?
Hi, Aaron. Well, I didn't think much of it, to tell you the truth. It's just more of the same. I don't buy any of it. 20,000 troops are not going to change the situation over there.
Well, that's it. When you've been caught lying, and Keith Olbermann ran through a devastating sequence of all the lies that Bush has told since the beginning, you know, all the different excuses. And why should you trust him? Why? Well,
there shouldn't be any trust. Anybody who trusts him is a complete fool. But the point I want to make is, and a thing I want people to hear about, is that the big oil companies are over there right now cutting a deal with the Iraqi government to control their oil fields
for 30 years.
Years.
Yep. I talked about that the last time I filled in on Monday, I think.
This should be very telling of what we're doing there. and why
and
we
did you
continue
notice,
to be there.
And did you notice he mentioned it in his speech? He said, we're going to be distributing the oil, and the Iraqi government should distribute more of the oil because the parliament is allegedly supposed to come and consider those 30-year contracts this week.
Yeah.
And so I think that was his reference to it, actually.
So
it's right
words,
in the speech.
We've bought the government there. We own the government. Now we're going to own their oil fields. And do you think we're ever going to get out of there?
No.
Never.
No.
We're there for the long term, folks.
Yeah.
So that's my point. I mean, if we can't control that country with 475,000 troops there, I don't know what it's going to take, but 20,000 troops are not going to change it.
Well, you said 475,000. We only have 135,000 at the moment.
Yeah, but we've trained 325,000.
I got you. Of the Iraqis, but how many of them show up to work on a given day? I mean, part of the problem is that they don't want to, you know, endanger their lives, and you
Good
can understand
point.
That. Why should they? I mean, this guy was talking very plaintively last night, Jonathan, and I'd have to look at my notes to get his last name, but he was a captain over there, and he's now working with Iraqi children and the government. And he says, you know, we would train people, but, you know, three-fourths of them wouldn't show up the next day.
Well, that's a great point. So how could we ever hope for those folks to take over their own country?
Well, this is part of the problem. I mean, and I think there's such a phenomenon as learned helplessness. And I think in some ways we've been fostering and encouraging that. I mean, these people were under the thumb of a very brutal dictatorship for years. Instead of spending the past 4 years teaching them how to use the government agencies they had in place, we dismantled the government entirely. We disarmed the Baathists. We made a big mess. And then we went, oh, yeah, now you've got to put yourselves back together again. You know, it's
right.
Like, that's ridiculous on its face.
And it's going to take a long, long time for that to happen.
It's a mess.
And we
owe them some kind of, this Marshall Plan that he's talking about, too, where he's saying, oh, well, and now we'll spend money on reconstructing the country. And it's like, excuse me, what happened to the money elsewhere? And I was listening to a guy on BBC this morning saying, I'm a contractor in Iraq. He's an Iraqi, right? And he was too scared to use his real name. But he said, look. Out of every $10, $9 disappears in waste or corruption.
And we've heard that over and over. I mean, I think it's time for the American people, the American taxpayer, to put their foot down and say, you know what, enough is enough.
Well, you know, here's what I think, too. I think, did you hear Dick Durbin's speech afterwards?
A little bit of it, yeah.
I thought he was very clever in terms of saying, we deposed Saddam Hussein. We have trained the Iraqis to take over their new government. Now it's time for them to take over. In other words, we didn't lose, because the whole thing is Bush is going to try to say, we'll be losers, we'll lose. You know, the neocon artists, we'll lose. And it's like, nope, just say, you know what, we've done enough. We've done what we can. We're leaving now.
There's a mentality there of this win-lose mentality.
Which is insane on its face.
Yeah, you know, it's not, we're like two kids in a school yard. I mean, come on. Let's be adults about it.
Let me see if I beat you up a little more, will that help? I know.
Right,
it's like, what? If I beat you soundless just a little bit more, will you listen to me? And it's like, not particularly. You know what I mean? At a certain point, when somebody's pounding on you, you just sort of say, okay, all I have to do is lie here, and
you know,
I'll either be dead or it'll be done.
Yeah, this administration is really into the whole semantics of what they say and how they say it.
Yep.
It's very premeditated. It's
very
well thought out. And it's a mentality that is really aligned with Bush. I mean, he thinks because of the words that he uses, and to a certain extent it's worked, but I think that party's over.
I think it's over, too, and I think it's over and done. Thank you very much, Walt. I appreciate your time and your help in decoding this. And now we're joined by Congressman Mark Udall. Good morning, Congressman. Thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hey, Aaron. Good morning to you.
Well, you know, what do you think about the president's speech?
Well, I want to believe that trying the same thing for the third or fourth time is going to work, but I have to tell you, I think if we want to have some kind of success, you know, the neocons paint people like me as defeatist, but I think most of the American people are now realists. If we want to have some kind of success, I think we have to follow what the Iraq Study Group and other people have said, which is to begin a phased withdrawal, turn more of this over to the Iraqis, and then in lightening our footprint, I think a less is more strategy has more possibilities of being successful.
Well, That's more of what the Iraqi government seems to want from what they tell John Burns of the New York Times.
That's my sense, and then we ought to be having really frank conversations about all the scenarios. You know, there's the worst-case scenario that the region explodes into civil war and war between the nation states there. And we ought to be preparing for that and doing all we can to prevent that from happening, which is why we ought to be talking to the Syrians and the Iranians and the Saudis and everybody else.
Instead of, say, open-ended threats against them, which is what the president seemed to do last night, and this morning, I guess, our troops broke into a consul in Iraq that belongs to the Iranians. So, you know, I'm wondering what the hell that means. I mean, apparently it's related to the arrest of those Iranians and their expulsion a couple of weeks back. But still, we're breaking into the consul of Iran today? I mean, that gives me pause.
Yeah, that's not helpful, I don't believe.
Let me ask you a question, though, because I heard General Jay Garner this morning on the BBC.
Oh, what did General Garner say?
Well, I was fascinated by what he said, because he said, you know, I don't hold out much hope, he seemed to be saying, but he said that it might work in the sense of they're doing it in a different way, that instead of leaving the troops in heavily fortressed areas, what they're going to do is embed the Americans, thereby increasing their risk as well, in with the Iraqis and they're also going to go after the Shiite as well as the Sunni militias. He said that that may actually help the situation, but I don't know. It doesn't seem to me like it will help, but maybe he knows something we don't.
Well, I think we all are hopeful. We all know that we can't leave Iraq a complete chaotic failed state. And Jay Garner, of course, had a lot of good ideas initially, and then he was ignored by a lot of the young masters of the universe that were sent to Iraq to
run.
You
mean the young political hacks?
Yeah, you know, there was one story about one of these political hacks telling an old Middle Eastern hand that he didn't need his advice, that he was smarter and that the Bush administration was smarter than history.
Oh, Lord.
Here's the rub, and I now sit on the Armed Services Committee. I've spent a lot of time trying to understand how we're successful and how we prevail in this conflict with the jihadists and extremists. It isn't a war on terror. We ought to have a global counterinsurgency is the better concept here.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of what you have to do is counterintuitive, but I'm not sure we're in a counterinsurgency environment anymore. We're much more in a civil war setting.
Good
and I don't know that we have it. There is any kind of a doctrine where a third party can do anything in a civil war involving violence, because you end up taking one side or the other.
Side or the other, no matter what you do. Now, in terms of, let's cut to the chase in terms of that committee, and, you know, Marty Meehan in the Congress has proposed the same bill that Kennedy has in terms of asking for a reauthorization before the president is allowed to escalate, in other words, tying funding to that. Are you willing to consider such a proposal, or are you more along the lines of a symbolic bill in terms of, you know, sort of slapping him upside the head but not really doing anything specific?
Yeah, I think we ought to start with a symbolic bill, but I think Congressman Meehan and Senator Kennedy have a really good idea, and the debate is one that should be held. And that's been the problem, of course, the last 6 years, is we're not having the right debates. And in the process of having the debate, the country gets engaged. We think this through. And that may be the last stand that we have to take. If, in fact, the president wants to proceed in this way, and it's clear that it's not going to be successful, and it just prolongs the agony. There's a columnist here, Sally Quinn, who said we've got three choices out of a bad set of options. They're all immoral. Which is the one that makes the most sense? We escalate the war, we maintain the status quo, or we begin to get out in a way that's thoughtful, that prepares for the future. And I have to tell you that as I consider this, study this, listen to all the people who aren't neocons. Isn't it fascinating that it's still the neocons that are telling the president what he ought to do and what we ought to do?
He's the last standing neocon artist, I think, the president of the United States. Great column by Quinn. I'll look for it. The other thing I wanted to ask you quickly is, what about this proposal that they're going to extend 30-year oil contracts to major U.S. and British companies? The Iraqi Parliament this week.
The speaker.
We only have about 20 seconds. Go.
Yeah, the speaker shared that with all of us yesterday, and I just rolled my eyes, because I think we should have made it clear 5 years ago we weren't going to control Iraqi oil, that it was their oil.
Thank you very much, Congressman. I appreciate your time and your help.
Hey, you too. Keep it up. Love
thank
yourself.
Thank you, sir. Congressman Mark Udall, I'm Aaron Hart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll be back with more of you, 303-713-7600.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
This is Jay Marvin for Icon LASIK Center. You know, I'm always talking about misconceptions that people have in everyday life. One of the biggest misconceptions out there is about LASIK eye surgery. Most folks believe that safe and affordable LASIK can't go together. But like many other misconceptions, it's just not true. If you're doing serious research on LASIK surgery, you'll find out that Icon LASIK doesn't need a gimmick. Icon has been making safe and affordable LASIK a reality for tens of thousands of patients for as little as $4.99 per eye. Icon LASIK Center has been performing safe and affordable procedures since 1999. Let Icon's experienced surgeons answer any questions you have about LASIK. Find out why Icon can do LASIK for as little as $4.99 per eye and why other centers can't do it. Don't fall for gimmicks like vacation giveaways or dollar off sales. Find out the truth yourself. Call today and set up a consultation at 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001, or visit Icon online at icondenver.com. That's I, like the letter, C-O-N.
Important message, and the most important message the president was giving last night is the enormous stakes that we have in Iraq, that in fact we cannot afford to fail.
But many Democrats, including Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois, say the administration has already failed in Iraq, and instead of sending more troops in, they should start bringing them out.
It's time to begin the orderly redeployment of our troops so that they can begin coming home soon.
The Democratic Congress is expected to take a vote of no confidence in the president's new plan. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more on the Iraq story, here's Frank Setapani.
How does the man in the street in Iraq feel about putting more boots on the ground? CBS's Laura Logan has that from Baghdad.
Most of the people that we've spoken to say they do not want more U.S. troops here. They don't believe that this is going to help. They do believe there is going to be more bloodshed.
And stateside, how does an 82nd Airborne soldier feel about the plan?
Nervous, that's for sure. It's hard seeing family members go, friends go.
Sue Niederer lost a son in Iraq. She's against the buildup.
It's time to bring the troops home now and take care of them when they come home. We are not going to win this war. We will never win this war.
Romy Kilgore heads a families group for military personnel. She's willing to give the president the benefit of the doubt.
I think it's time to redirect a little bit, and I think that he's on track with it.
President Bush heads to Fort Benning, Georgia in a little while to rally support for the plan. Late word from overseas, a U.S. official in Nairobi, Kenya, denies reports that a senior al-Qaeda official died in Monday's airstrike in Somalia, but he says other terrorists were killed. That was Melbourne, Australia, but protests are taking place around the world today to mark the fifth anniversary of the Guantanamo Bay prison camp for suspected terrorists. Board games that encourage players to booze it up are coming off the shelves of two big chain stores. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Which store, Steve, and why?
Well, Kohl's and now Target, after pressure came from activist groups that have urged beer companies to tone down TV ads.
2,000 beers are judged.
Target has pulled Drinko, a game modeled after the Plinko game on The Price is Right. Before Christmas, Kohl's cleaned its shelves of drinking games, and now the groups are focusing on Linens and Things, which sells shots and ladders based on the kids' game, Chutes and Ladders. Frank?
A North Carolina judge has ordered a paternity test for the baby of a woman accused who accused three Duke lacrosse players of rape. Defense lawyers asked for the test. The rape counts were dropped last month, but the players are still facing other charges. They all insist they're innocent. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are down about 2 points. This is CBS News.
Nelman, I am a millionaire.
Oh, you should cheer up, Mr. Fernwell.
I'm a millionaire because my paycheck had three extra zeros.
Sorry, sir. I had a temporary doing payroll.
Not Bob from Account Temps?
No, sir. I tried some new agency.
Call Account Temps. They know what we need and will match us with a skilled professional.
I'll call Bob from Account Temps, sir, right after I cash my paycheck.
Why, you?
Call Account Temps for your temporary accounting and finance needs. 1-800-803-8367. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company.
Let's kick back for the moment. Let your worries drift away, 'cause here we're living for today. Let's go out back tonight.
Think of the day. Go out back tonight, where fresh IV tuna is seasoned, seared, and served on a bed of crisp romaine. Start the new year fresh. Leave your worries at the door.
Let's go out back tonight.
tonight, let go.
Life will still be there tomorrow.
Go Outback.
Call the Mortgage Store today at 303-423-7171.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update now. Response coming in from Colorado representatives in Washington to the president's announcement of troop increases in Iraq. Senator Wayne Allard says he agrees with the president's approach. In a taped released statement,
I don't think that Iraqi people have been supporting the war themselves with enough financial resources and enough men on the ground in their armed forces. And I think that that's important. They need to be willing to stand up for their own freedom.
Not all of Colorado's Republicans agree, though. Representative Tom Tancredo says he doesn't think it's going to help the extra 20,000 troops to win the war against what he calls, quote, radical Islam. The Derrick Williams murder investigation heating up. Willie Clark arrested a week ago on probation violations. Denver police called him a person of interest at that time. Police now say he's a suspect. According to 9 News, authorities have told them he is not the shooter. We don't know how cooperative Clark has been in naming other suspects. This comes as the Denver Broncos have announced a $100,000 reward for information from anyone who can help lead to the arrest and conviction of whoever was responsible for the murder of Derrick Williams. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Corey. It looks like that rollover finally out of the way northbound 25 at Spear, but the stop and go was extending all the way back to Lincoln, so you want to plan accordingly for your ride to downtown. We have heavy buildup on that southbound side as well. Still pretty good looking on I-70, just heavier volume through the I-25 corridor. Good run into some slowdowns, though, if you're headed into the high country. We have a high wind advisory, hazardous driving conditions being reported around Georgetown. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon, high of 38. Tonight, very cold with a wintry mix of fog, freezing drizzle and flurries, 0 degrees, so bring your pets indoors. Right now, mostly cloudy, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Don't leave your holiday memories sitting in the camera. Right now you can get prints for just 15 cents each at King Supers. Log on to cheaperusedautos.com.
Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at cheaperusedautos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 115 and U.S. only. See store for details.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong.
Aaron Hart on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Good morning. It's 303-713-7600. We'll be bringing you all kinds of guests this morning, and among them will be Captain Jeremy D. Broussard. He, up until very recently, served as president of Boat Vets PAC. He also, which he helped found with John Soltz, VoteVets.org, which is a nonpartisan organization created to be the voice of America, and I'm quoting now, the voice of America's 21st century patriots. So we figured that since he has served in Iraq, since he has been a part of Joint Special Operations Command, United States Marine Corps support in Southeast Asia, as well as having provided logistical and humanitarian support to southern Iraq, that he would be a good person to consult today. He has worked for John Kerry's campaign, just so you know. And the number to call to join us is 303-713-7600. Captain Broussard, if I may call you that.
Sure.
Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
I forgot to say you're a native of New Orleans. I think you're probably pretty proud of that because you put it first.
There you go.
All right. And let's ask a question in terms of the president's speech. How do you think he did? I mean, I'm sure to supporters he looked steely-eyed and resolved. But, you know, to me, he looked a little frightened.
I think he's just been beat down, you know. This is something he thought would be over and done with by the summer of 2003. And here he is almost 4 years later, still trying to catch that dragon by the tail. And I don't think he really to most Americans, I don't think he really convinced a lot of people that this new way forward is really anything different from state of course.
Well, you know, and that's a great thing to use because I think Nicholas von Hoffman in The Nation has a list of all the different operations that have been in Iraq. Mm-hmm. And certainly this one, New Way Forward or whatever, I get them all confused. But basically, they've tried a surge of troops before, and it hasn't seemed to work.
Several times. January 2004, the number of U.S. troops in Iraq was at 100,000. January 2005, the number was at 160,000. And the reason why was because there was a surge in November, right after the presidential election, of Marines in Al-Anbar province and other places. And again, it was to break the back of the insurgency. And what I kind of joke around is that, you know, we've broken that insurgency's back so many times, it must have three or four spines, and we've turned the corner in Iraq so many times, we've circled the block about two or three times. So, you know, again, this is the umpteenth last break plan, winner, make or break plan in Iraq. I'm sure what you may find is that in about 6 months, if things aren't going well, which unfortunately I doubt that they will, in terms of really substantive change in the political dynamic. And that's one of the problems I had with the speech, was that there was token acknowledgement that this was relying on a real three-pronged approach, a political, military, and economic.
Right.
90% of it was about the military.
Right.
And even that was contingent on a lot of assumptions. You know, we can go into Sour City because we think Prime Minister Maliki will let us do that.
Mm-hmm.
We plan to. If this doesn't happen, the American people and the Iraqi people will lose confidence in. Well, guess what? He doesn't have a whole heck of a lot of confidence from the American people right now.
No.
And he's pretty much the mayor of the Green Zone right now. So it isn't as if there's a lot to lose on his end. In fact, there's a lot more to lose on the Iraqi Prime Minister's part if he goes along with our plan, because, you know, there's a saying, you have to dance with who brung you. Maliki is there because of al-Sadr.
Right. Because of al-Sadr, right.
To go into Sour City is not only to bite the hand that feeds you, it's really to crack down on really the constituency you play up to the most, the base you play up to the most. So it's highly unlikely, despite what he says, that now or 6 months or a year from now, there will really be substantive pressure on Muqtada al-Sadr to not only change his ways or to disband and mock the army. And again, if that's the crux of our plan, we're in for a really long year.
Well, and here's the other. It depends. You're absolutely right on the idea that al-Maliki will be willing to do so. And according to John Burns and others of the New York Times, he's unwilling in part because if what he's going to face after everybody leaves is a all-out civil war. Why would you thoroughly annoy the person who's going to attack you the hardest or could attack you the hardest when you leave?
Well,
I mean,
absolutely.
It doesn't seem to make sense to me. And besides, Muqtada al-Sadr, whether you hate him or love him, has representation in the government.
Well, it's really hard for Americans to realize that everyone doesn't think what's in the best interest of the American people. And I think often what you hear are a lot of well-wishers or hopeful thinking that the Iraqi government will put what's in U.S. political interest ahead of their own personal interest. And you're absolutely right. Maliki knows that one day the Americans will be gone, and he'll have to deal with the aftermath. Why are you going to alienate those people, the only people who really are keeping you in power? You're Shia, they're Shia. The Shia become really active and honestly vindictive in Iraq, and you may kind of look the other way or give tacit approval, but if that's what it takes to keep you in power, hey, you know, this isn't beanbag over there. I mean, it's pretty brutal stuff. So if and when we leave, if he decides to placate the American president to crack down his own supporters, there'll be hell to pay. And he knows that. So it's more likely than not that what you'll find is the same delay and obfuscation you've seen in the past year from al-Maliki, and unless he's replaced, which honestly is probably, I'd say, kind of 50-50 right now,
yeah,
this is really not going to be a plan that has much legs to stand on.
Well, now, another point that has been made, and I even heard General Jay Garner, I almost ran off the road on the BBC this morning, was saying that he thinks that if there's any plan, it has a chance to work because they're going to switch tactics, and they're going to go after more of a counterinsurgency model, the U.S. military, that will be embedding themselves within the within the Iraqi troops and going out into the neighborhoods and staying and holding the neighborhoods. Do you see that as being a hopeful sign? And then I also want to piggyback the question of what will happen when Lieutenant General David Petraeus takes over, he who just wrote the counterinsurgency manual, and will that make a difference?
Well, you know, I wonder. We use these terms like counterinsurgency, and I think, honestly, there's a difference between the insurgency that there was 2-3 years ago and the sectarian violence, which I think is really the Iraqi civil war today.
More of a civil war than counterinsurgency.
Right. Mm-hmm. And to apply counterinsurgency tactics may bring very short-term successes in the sense of maybe if you're looking for body counts or headlines to show that you've taken held these territories. The problem is that there's not even a question of whether or not an insurgency has popular support. The problem is that the people who are Shia, by and large, the people who are Sunni, have been trained or conditioned the last few years to really hate each other.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not a whole heck of a lot these Americans who aren't very high up on the popularity poll either are going to be able to do to stop them from hating each other. This is a power grab. The Sunni territory, there's not a whole lot there in terms of the central Iraq.
Right.
The Shias and the Kurds have a lot of oil revenue. If you were to divide the country up into by ethnic lines or sectarian lines, there's a lot that they can stand to gain. The Sunni, not so much. The Sunni, they've lost everything. They were the minority who was in control. Their president, you know, was a dictator. However, he took care of his own people, and now it's all been gone.
Right.
And by the way, it's our fault. The Americans were the ones who put them out of power.
Right.
Now you're saying the Shia are cracking down and having their revenge, first through the taunting of Saddam is haining, and then by a lot of the sectarian violence and terrorist attacks on both sides against each other. That somehow the answer really is to clear, hold, and build through a counterinsurgency doctrine. I don't know if that really addresses the real problem. Again, this is a political issue. This is an issue of the Shia and Sunni having to find a way to resolve this. And maybe, honestly, maybe it's too late. But
you
having
know,
a way to resolve that politically, that's not something you heard a lot of last night.
No, you did not. You acted as if it was, you know, only just shortly into the second half. And it seems to me like we're in the last quarter in the final minutes. But in terms of, not to liken it, because it's real life on the line here, and that's what disturbs me most, I think, is I want you, Captain Broussard, if you could, to decode for us, too, what this means to have 21,500 troops in the region. Is it really going to make that much of an impact, or can it?
Well, you know, there's a lot of compromise in politics, and I think, frankly, the president's made some sort of compromise with both military commanders and a lot of the more hawkish advisors. Neoconservatives have already started to distance themselves and kind of give themselves a way out by saying, well, you know, I really want 50,000, I really want 100,000, so if this doesn't work, if this does not work, then that's why. The president wants to be a man of action. He wants to demonstrate he's doing something. He's very reluctant to withdraw because he's so convinced, a lot of advisors are so convinced that they can somehow win this, if only they can find that silver bullet. So the compromise is not to upset the generals because we'd break the army if we sent 100,000 people, even if they were available. So we're going to send 20,000, a little over a division. And hopefully try to make the most out of that. Again, a lot of people say, well, this is sort of, this answers, you know, the critic's question that why didn't we have enough troops? You know, why don't we use what Jonas Sisecki said was required in 2003, which is, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 troops. One, it's not even close to that number. And
right.
Two, even if the number was available, which is not, because there's so many troops who have been deployed and back that the military is exhausted, it's a totally new ball game now. 300,000 or 400,000, 500,000 troops were necessary to quell and prevent any possible insurgency after we initially entered, conquered, and occupied Iraq. Now, there's a whole other creature created, which is called the sectarian fighting, the civil war. And that's not something which will easily be suppressed because we have a lot of people patrolling Baghdad. true. Baghdad is the center of gravity for Iraq, but it's not the only scene. There are actual terrorists. There are actual insurgents in western Iraq, Al-Abra province. However, sure, they have a lot of popular support, you know, which is one of the things in the counterinsurgency doctrine, which is you want to separate insurgents from the local support. And it's going to be very difficult for those 4,000 Marines President Bush talked about saying last night to be enough, either militarily or politically, you know, the civil affairs, to really quell that support. Also, there was a Marine document, an intelligence document, written last summer, leaked, which said essentially that Al-Anbar was lost.
Yeah.
And not only was the Al-Qaeda so deeply embedded and insurgents so deeply embedded, but that their support was through the roof. And it would be very difficult to maintain any long-term presence or have any real long-term impact on operations there. So the question becomes, is there something we don't know that they know? Or are they going to try to do the same thing expecting a different result?
One more quick question for you. If we were going to pull out, I know that we could escalate, we could maintain the status quo, as Sally Quinn said today, and I believe the Washington Post, or you could have a thoughtful withdrawal and change. What chances do you think there? If you could wave a wand or, you know, and make it better, what would you do?
Honestly, I think that this war is winding down. I think it was a grand experiment in U.S. power, the power to bring democracy to a region and assert U.S. power through military force, and it failed miserably. I think a lot of people have been run out of the White House and back to the think tanks, and probably we won't do this again for at least a generation.
Let's hope not.
But I think there will be the realization, probably coming under congressional pressure, probably coming from the Democrats and a lot of more and more Republican defectors from the administration, which say, sort of paraphrase what John Kerry said in his testimony about 35 years ago, how are we asking these, who are we going to ask to be the last person to die for this policy?
Yeah.
If Iraq has a failed policy, how can we, in good conscience, send more and more people to fight and be maimed and possibly killed for a policy where we know deep down in our hearts, probably before the decade is over, that we're going to pull out, and we're going to let the chips fall where they may. The only question is where we're going to do it in 2007, 2008, or 2009. And I think that's something that the administration doesn't want to face right now, but we'll have to sooner rather than later.
Would you urge the Democrats to cut off funding, and would that hurt the military?
Yes, it would hurt the military. I don't think the Democrats should cut off funding. I think the smart move would be what Senator Kennedy has done, which is propose a resolution which would tie funding for this new surge to a Senate approval, which will allow for debate. It's probably not going to pass, but what it does is it seems rhetorical and symbolic and meaningless. However, what it does is it lets the president know that if you're looking for these Republicans and some Democrats on the Capitol Hill to carry your water for you, it's not going to happen, and you're all by yourself. And that will help shape the debate, unfortunately, into the surge phase. Once it begins, then there'll be more of a debate about what we're doing and why. And the other good news is that, good news in the sense of the funding, would be that there won't be any more of these rushed, last-minute, you have to pass it or the troops fail, emergency supplementals for Iraq. You know, the war is entering its fifth year.
It'll be part of the
March
budget.
It'll be part of the regular budget, which can be analyzed, debated, have testimony, and it'll be a better way to have this funded.
Captain Broussard, you're amazing. I'm way overdue for a break because you're so amazing. Thank you so much for taking time to set the table for us. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
Yes, indeed. Please keep in touch, and I'll get your email from John because I'd like to keep in touch with you. Thank you, sir. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thanks, John, for taking it a little bit later into the break. It's 303.
Start your new year off in a new light. Enlightened Studios in Boulder is moving, and all displays are now on sale. Add some sparkle and update your style with display bargains from 20 to 40% off. Purchase additional stock or special orders to go with your displays at 20% off. Help Enlightened Studios in Boulder move to their new location by taking advantage of their moving sale going on now. Hurry in for a great selection of display lighting to brighten your new year. A unique lighting store located at 1990 8th Street in Boulder. For now, call them at 303-449. Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality in early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home. From Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock. And nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
See Jimmy Johnson's number 48 Team Lowe's race car at the brand new Lowe's of Littleton at the intersection of South Santa Fe Drive and West Bellevue Avenue on Thursday, February 15th from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m.
ERA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Are credit card bills making your life miserable? Debt Relief of America can eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. In fact, they have helped people just like you wipe out over $15 million in credit card debt.
The best part was they worked with my creditors for me.
Get your credit card statements handy and call for a free, no-obligation debt consultation.
The people at Debt Relief really listened. No one judged me or talked down to me. They just gave me a way out.
Call for your free, no-obligation debt consultation now. 800-914-8727. The call is free. The consultation is free. The information could save you thousands of dollars and give you your freedom back. Get an army of debt negotiators on your side. Not available in all states. Call 800-914-8727. That's 800-914-8727.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
It's all about the president's speech. We'll have reaction from Senator Barack Obama. He'll join the program. Also, Senator Chris Dodd's going to be along. He was recently in Iraq. He'll join the program to talk about what the president had to say and other priorities. And it is day three of the Democratic 100-hour plan. How's it going? We'll have the latest. Your calls and all the news.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
We thought that these elections would bring the Iraqis together. And that as we trained Iraqi security forces, we could accomplish our mission with fewer American troops. But in 2006, the opposite happened. The violence in Iraq, particularly in Baghdad, overwhelmed the political gains the Iraqis had made.
You know, does he still think he's reading The Pet Goat? What is the matter with him? I mean, he's treating us like we're children. That was part of why I got mad last night. I'll tell you something. I interview people for a living, but I have to say, Captain Jeremy Broussard, I think we're all very lucky to have heard him this morning. And, you know, I want to see Senator Kennedy's, the main reason of Senator Kennedy's thrust with this plan to debate the resurgence of troops is so that we can talk about this as a nation, because it wasn't debated before. And maybe this will finally teach Congress a lesson. You know, Hillary Rodham Clinton yesterday, all the right-wing pundits were going, when is she going to speak? When is she going to say anything? You know, they were like dripping blood from their fangs already. And the reality is she came out and said, I cannot support the president in his surge of troops. Because she can read the polls, and she understands what's happening, and she supported this stupid damn war in the first place. Maybe this will finally and forever teach Democrats this and independents this lesson, to wit. Do not succumb to the temptation to follow a moronic president into war if you know in your gut from the beginning that it is a stupid idea. There were no weapons of mass destruction. There were very obvious indications that there were no weapons of mass destruction. Containment was working against Saddam Hussein, and Senator Edward Kennedy was absolutely right to vote against this war. Absolute, the authorization for it. Absolutely correct. Senator Edwards, who is running for president, Senator Kerry, who is likely to run for president, and others were absolutely stone cold, flat out wrong to do so, although their presidential temptations were led them down the wrong path. And this is part of the problem. Democrats, as Senator Kennedy says, need to be Democrats. And if you know something, look, I would have authorized funding for Afghanistan. I would still authorize funding for Afghanistan. And by the way, I winced last night when the president said, we have the, you know, we drove them out. We drove out the Al-Qaeda influence in Afghanistan. I went, do you read the newspaper? Do you ever, you know, pay attention to the, you know, I'm in college full time and I read the news. And I would say almost as closely as I did when I work full time as a talk show host. But you know, if I can keep up, so can you. I mean, yes, you're president of the United States and more powerful man on earth. And hey, maybe it's a good idea to be informed. Deep. This man drives me wild in his ignorance and his refusal to face the facts. I mean, I hear from somebody like Captain Broussard, who obviously does not agree with these policies at all. And now we've heard from what, 5, 6, 7 sources this very morning. That this isn't an insurgency. This isn't about counterinsurgency. So David Petraeus isn't going to much help. This is basically a civil war, and we are now in the middle of it. And we caused it. We broke this. So what is our responsibility? Well, maybe it's like Sally Quinn says. Is there a thoughtful way that we can withdraw in a way that makes sense as much as possible for both the Iraqis, the region, and ourselves and our country? It's 303-713-7600. I would love to talk to you. 303-713-7600. We have a whole half hour together. No guests. I want you to be the analyst, you to be the pundit. If you are working on MSNBC, NBC, or hey, AM 760 K-Talk, AM 760 Progressive Talk, what the heck would you say? What the heck would you say in terms of this? How would you analyze this? What would you do? Whether you're in the military, not in the military, be an armchair pundit. It's 713-7600. Don't forget to put in front that 303. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin, who will be back on Monday morning. I'll be with you tomorrow, too.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, fairly uneventful ride with the exception of some slowing. We're still getting from the bridges into downtown, northbound 25. That's a result of an earlier rollover near Spear. Right now, we're collision-free metro area. 225, decent across Aurora, just the typical slowing both north and southbound at Parker. Your Highlands Ranch commute bogging down now eastbound Broadway to University. Weather today, looking for morning sunshine, turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon, high of 38. Right now, fair 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Looking for job seekers? Advertise your employment opportunity in one of our largest job sections of the year. The Super Sunday Jobs Classifieds in the Sunday, January 14th, Denver Post. Put the power of the newspaper's job classifieds to work for you. The Denver Post and Rocky Mountain News. Power Tools.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
AM 760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM 760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM 760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to am760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM 760.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil?
Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Sony Style. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Come on in to a Sony Style store now and take advantage of great extended financing offers on select Sony HD TVs. These special financing offers will only be around for a limited time, so stop in to a Sony Style store today. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM 760.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. If you want to know where the leading cancer research is being done, check out City of Hope Cancer Center. New drugs, new treatments that are saving lives everywhere. For information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I would begin a phased redeployment. Take some U.S. troops, make sure that they're deployed in Afghanistan and other areas where we can fight the battle against terrorism and Al-Qaeda, and commit to the Iraqi government that if they arrive at the sort of political accommodations that are necessary, then we will be with them as partners. But this is not something in which we can simply impose a military solution.
Once again, that's Senator Barack Obama, maybe a candidate for President of the United States, although he has yet to toss his fedora into the ring. But, you know, it's interesting to think about what is going to happen in terms of all of this. Let's talk about it. 303-713-7600. It's interesting to note that the biggest change that I can see that's coming out is both the Democrats and the Republicans are very much holding the Iraqi feet to the fire. That's what they're saying. They're saying, look, if you want a country that's viable, you have to start cracking down on sectarian violence. And we'll see if it's even possible at this point. I don't know. Jason in Laramie, Wyoming, welcome, and thank you for joining the Jay Marvin Show this morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for having me on. Well,
what's your take, armchair general here?
Oh, you know, I
that's a great noise. I've been making noises all morning.
How did this guy get elected? It just blows my mind.
It blows mine every day. A guy in mathematics class yesterday looked at me and he said, well, I've overheard you say, are you a liberal? And I'm like, yeah. And he goes, oh, I voted for George Bush twice. And the whole class, it was as if one person, we just all snapped our heads around and looked at him like, what are you, high? You know, I mean, we were like, why did you vote for him?
Don't we have a drug-free workplace policy at the White House? Because
yeah,
apparently he's got to be on something.
Something.
Come up with this idea. And I almost tuned out after the first minute and a half.
Me too. I got so angry. I was ready to throw things at the TV like 2 minutes in, and I went, I have to stay for 20.
I have to watch it. But he's equating September 11th with the war in Iraq. And I'm like, didn't we already go through this?
He has even recanted this. He has even said it didn't have any connection. It drives me wild.
Yeah, and I'm just sitting here going, people, it's like the Ministry of Truth, you know? It's right out of 1984. They're just going to rewrite history, and apparently it becomes true because they say so. And I'm like, what?
I don't,
we believe that 20,000 troops is really going to make a difference.
No, I don't. And even if they are embedded, even if they do. And, you know, I'm really glad that Congressman Udall, Jay Garner may think it may work. But the problem is I'm with Congressman Udall and Captain Broussard that this is no longer a counterinsurgency so much as a civil war.
Yeah.
And that's different.
How are our troops supposed to enable? So, you know, it reminds me of when Nixon had a secret plan, and I heard, you know, the tape of that.
Yeah.
And he's talking about how we have a plan to, you know, and assist the Vietnamese people to stand up. And I'm thinking, did George Bush just take that text and then edit out Vietnam and put in Iraq?
Yeah, it's like he's channeling. Yeah, unfortunately, and you know what, you say what you like about Richard Nixon, he actually did have some foreign policy chops and brains.
Yeah.
And the attitude that this guy is channeling, he's like an inept, he's like an ersatz Nixon with no brains. It's really scary what people get. And look at Condoleezza Rice, no matter what you thought of Dr. Strangelove, Henry Kissinger, you look at Condoleezza Rice, who was struggling to keep up in her pumps the other day. It's like, wear flats, woman, when you're walking around, you know, in the countryside with the boys, wear flats so you don't look like you're picking your way through the dirt, you know? And I thought of I'm sorry, it's a quibble, it's a girl thing, but I just was like looking at her going, you don't have the foreign policy chops to get us out of this mess. You will not be able to be savvy enough to negotiate with the Syrians and the Iranians and regionally with the Palestinian territories and the Israelis. She just doesn't have the chops.
I don't think she can hack it. I mean, she's probably the smartest one in the administration. She doesn't
maybe
have a PhD from Stanford, but
maybe.
You got to wonder if that's going to be good enough to get us out of this mess, and I'm not going to put my hope and trust in that.
Well,
just furious. I want them out now.
So that's what you want, and you want the Congress to vote no funds, even though Broussard says it may hurt the troops? That's
you
where
know,
I get stuck.
Exactly, and that's where I get stuck. I'd like to see my friends home tomorrow. I have friends in Iraq. I'd like to see him back tomorrow. But I talk to him, and he tells me that he thinks this war is a disaster. It's the worst thing that's ever happened. There's been no oversight in Congress. But I don't know if he's like, I can't leave my buddies here.
Yep, that's what I hear from the guys over there, too, and the women.
We're stuck.
Yeah.
We're stuck in this big stinky pile of doo-doo that George Bush has created for us. He stepped in it, and now it's our job to clean it up. And I hope to God that I'm wrong. I hope that this...
I do, you know, I find myself, I can't stand him any, but I would even eat crow if I thought, you know, just so we could be safer over there, just so people could be safer over there. But
so we could be safer at home, too.
I know. It's just insane. Jason, thank you so much. Good work as an armchair pundit. I appreciate your time and your help, Jason.
Well, thank you so much for having me on. I'll talk to you. I'll listen to you some more.
Thank you very much. I love driving through your state. It's just... Wyoming, it's just so amazing. Although sad things certainly have happened in the past in Laramie. 303-713-7600. Gina Michael standing by with Progressive Traffic. We also are going to hear from Johnny, Greg, and Sam, and you at 303-713-7600. I would love to hear from you, your take on the President Bush's strategy for Iraq. He risks confrontation. He risks failure. It's a roll of the dice. Chris Matthews was saying yesterday it's his second to the last try. It's his last try. This is it. And I'm certainly hoping that we have a major debate in Congress because the American people need to see this debate, and we need investigations down to the ground of just how this incredible debacle got started and perpetrated. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
Still through the Thornton North Glen area, of course, and downtown. We've got all of our eastbound routes at peak volume. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine turning colder and cloudy by afternoon. High of 38. Right now, fair 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get ready for winter weather now at Freeway Ford and Longmont Ford with a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. That's right. For a limited time, get a loaded 05 Explorer for just $15,900. They sell them for less. Every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 and Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Her voice is powerful.
The outgoing Speaker of the House is Big Fat Danny Hastert. And he is supposed to hand the House gavel to the incoming Speaker of the House when there is a power
her shift.
And she's the center of attention.
They're calling it, you know, Pelosi-palooza. Like the Republicans are a little bit country and the Democrats are a little bit rock and roll.
Randy Rhoades, the speaker of Afternoons at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
This is Chris Wolf, president of Americans for Energy Independence. Did you know that we import over $250 billion worth of oil every year, and much of that from questionable governments? And it's the single largest component of our nation's bloated $700 billion annual trade deficit. But with China and India's rapidly expanding economies, the situation will only get worse. It's time to take a bold stand. Americans for Energy Independence. Sign our petition at EI2025.org. That's EI2025.org.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-600-5701. That's 1-800-600-5701. 1-800-600-5701.
Jay Marvin from Rocky's Autos, and now more buying power than ever from Rocky's Autos with their matching down incentive up to $1,500. You put down $1,500, they'll put down $1,500, and you've got $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $1,000, and they'll put down $1,000, and you've got $2,000 towards your next vehicle. Or put down $500, and they'll put down $500, and you've got $1,000 towards your next vehicle. And you talk about a selection. Rocky's Autos has the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs along the front range. There'll come a day when we won't use fossil-burning fuels, you know, in cars and things. But until we reach that point, if you need an automobile, the serious place to go is Rocky's Autos, and that matching down incentive will save you some real money. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday. They're family-owned and operated, been that way since 1982. Check them out on the internet, rockysautos.com, but make sure you take advantage of that matching down incentive program going on now at Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Hello, would you like to be more successful with the opposite sex? I'm Ted Baker, and my program can teach you how to attract a mate. Listen to this.
Ted told me about logging on to freecreditreport.com. I learned that my good credit could help me buy a car and a boat, and now chicks dig me.
My patented system could work for you, too. Log on to freecreditreport.com to get your free credit score and report. A nice condo could make you irresistible.
Get your free credit score and report with enrollment in Triple Advantage at freecreditreport.com. Get the score.
Top three reasons my house is getting a new look for the new year. Number three, my resolution was brand new carpet. And no more pie. Number two, we said we'd get a new kitchen someday. Oh, look, it's someday. And number one, I could lose weight, but I'd rather lose the lime green tile in the bathroom.
Keep all your home improvement resolutions with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 115 in U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It is pretty clear the American public is not sold on this plan, and I think it's important for the American public to speak strongly and with a very single voice. Mr. President, we do not support an escalation in Iraq. This is not the way to win in Iraq. The way to win in Iraq is to give the Iraqis the accountability and the responsibility for their own nation, and it's long overdue.
They want anyway. That's Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack and candidate for President of the United States. I think this music is from the Vietnam era, and you know what? I feel like we're living in the Vietnam era. It's like deja vu all over again. Ah! 303-713-7600. Time to talk together about how, as a nation, we're going to handle this. And, you know, it is our country. This is Bush's war, but this is our country. So what do we do, and how do we handle it? And I believe a full-on, full-blown debate will be very healthy. Full-on, full-blown investigations, very healthy. But this is going to be ugly. And it's, you know, Leon Panetta says, it's more than a risk, it's a riverboat gamble. He was, of course, a Democratic member of the Iraq Study Group and a former chief of staff to President Bill Clinton. He says, there's no question under our system he's going to be able to deploy these troops without Congress being able to stop him. But he's going to face so many battles in these next few months on funding for the war, on every decision he makes, that he's basically taking the nation into another nightmare of conflict over a war that no one can see any end to. Johnny and Aurora, thanks for joining us. What's your take?
Amy, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Amy, I think what we should
actually,
do
actually, my name is Aaron, but that's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
All right. I think what we should do with this is do it like they do with any other bill, and that is with the surge, you want 20,000 troops. That's good. We'll give him that, but I tell you what, you got to be out of there in 6 months.
Mm.
No questions.
Yeah, I'd put the surge in there to help, you know, stabilize the area and then get them out of there if I was going to do that. And I guess
that's
an option, but I don't know whether that's going to work very well. He's already, in his speech, he referred to November as when the Iraqis would take over, and that's 11 months from now. I think the pundits who are claiming that what he's doing is trying to extend this out and prolong it until he's out of office are absolutely right. I think that's exactly what he's doing.
You really think that's what he's trying to do?
Yep. I do.
But, you know, my problem I have with that really is I just have a serious, serious problem with American lives being lost in the midst of a civil war. I do, too. I have a serious problem with that.
It's different than if, you know, and particularly when, last time I looked, we don't have Osama bin Laden. Last time I looked, you know, counterinsurgency is still a problem. Last time I looked, Iran may be developing nuclear weapons. It's not like we don't have other problems around the planet, and I haven't even mentioned North Korea. So it's like, why are we expending blood and treasure on this? I mean, we look at the situation in Somalia. Look at Darfur. I mean, we've got genuine genocidal conflicts going on around the world. I'm not sure we can stop any of them. But if we were able to set up special forces teams and teams of let's say, he referred to it last night in the speech, and I went, too little, too late. I was ready to throw napkins at the TV because I don't want to break it. But it was like, too little, too late. I kept, that's what I said over almost every sentence. But he said, we should get in teams of people to be able to take over the humanitarian and political. And I was like, yeah, the aspects of it, yeah, instead of your political hacks who are looking for their first job out of college when they're basically morons.
The other thing I don't understand why the American people just aren't irate about the lives about our American troops' lives being lost. I don't understand that.
Well, you know, we'll see how many hit the bricks. I mean, I heard that there may be some demonstrations in Colorado today. We'll see about that. There were demonstrations outside the White House last night right after the speech because I could hear him interrupting David Gregory. So we'll see. Maybe the American people will finally have enough. And, you know, if people came out massively in the streets as they did in Vietnam, he would have to wind this down.
You would think.
And today there will be a demonstration today at the Capitol steps at 11:30. Is that in Washington or in Denver? In Denver. Okay, so
That's in Denver.
In Denver at 11:30 this morning on the Capitol steps.
Okay.
So if you feel like joining in and chiming in, Johnny and Aurora.
I think I will.
Good. There you go. You've got your assignment. Report back tomorrow, would you?
Okay.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Once again, a big demonstration on the Capitol steps this morning at 11:30 a.m. If you have time on your lunch hour, I'd sure run down there. Greg in Westminster, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk and the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning.
Hi, Aaron. I've talked to you a couple times before. There's a couple points that I wanted to make that we really need to think about. Have you ever seen a magician that does, like, card tricks and stuff like that?
Yes.
How does he do that? What does he do? I mean, you can always figure out what he's doing, but he always does, okay, look over here because I'm doing something over here.
Misdirection. Yep.
That's what's going on right now.
Yep.
You know that Bush's whole thing is he's keeping all this going. He's like, watch this, while things are going over behind the scenes that we don't know what's going on. They're securing the oil fields. They're taking all of that over on the other side
mm-hmm.
while we're watching what's going on in the city. And the second point is that we really need to watch.
And there's that big bill coming up to give them 30 years worth of access to oil.
It's like, watch this. Look what I'm doing here.
Yeah.
You can't see this over here.
Yeah.
People have to really look at it. And you know what? he's playing the press like a fiddle. He's very experienced at playing the press. They're watching this. They're doing this. They're keeping this other stuff out of the headlines so that people don't get upset. The second thing I'd like to talk about is I am in a business, and one of my big concerns is when I train new people, I worry about them going out, branching out, and doing their own thing. But they come to me for training because they know that I'm the best. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What are these little towns or whatever, these little police forces or whatever, they come to the Americans, they get trained, then they leave with all their stuff, and they go back, and they protect their neighborhood, and then they start their little militia, and then they go and they do it over and over and over. I think we need a counting of actually what we have, Iraqi troops. Okay, I think it's just like Rumsfeld, so we're watching the same troops over and over. There's not that many. Well, they get equipment, they get guns, and they go back, and they protect their neighborhoods, and they're going to shoot at the Americans because they don't know what side we're on. They're getting smarter. I have some friends that got back from Iraq, and they're getting smarter because now they know our tactics. They know how we operate because we work with them. They're using that against us, and it's not going to end. Now, the next thing is, what does a win look like? The win is not going to be that we're going to install a democratic government. We are going to get to a point where we think that they can operate themselves under our control. That is not going to happen. These people are too independent. And, you know, the Bush administration is not smarter than
I
Bush
could
state.
Never understand that why they thought they could get away with that. I could never understand why they thought they could walk into a sovereign country and shove people around the barrel of a gun and expect them to want to obey you. You know, I've never understood that. It's so condescending and so stupid.
It's the ultimate magic trick that they're wanting to control the oil fields. I mean, we really have to look at it. And these people, and if somebody came into our neighborhood, we would do the same thing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time and your help, Greg. I appreciate it. Let's go to Sam in Lakewood. I want to get everyone in before we go to Congressman Ed Perlmutter shortly after the top of the hour. And then it's all us until the end of the show. Sam in Lakewood, welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Sam.
Well, I had to call in because I think that we're forgetting one of the big reasons why Bush is having such a trouble making a democracy in Iraq. I don't think it's impossible to have made one. I think people were wanting freedom and democracy like almost anybody would want freedom.
On the planet. But
the trouble is that he doesn't believe in democracy himself. He doesn't operate that way even in the United States.
No, he doesn't practice. I was going to say, he doesn't practice it at home.
I know. I mean, and so why? I mean, he supported government constitutions which didn't even allow for religious freedom. And, you know, they allowed in Afghanistan the execution. Of course, they intervened on that one guy's behalf, but for a guy going from Islam over to Christianity.
Mm.
What are we doing not allowing somebody, you know, allowing a government to be formed under our strength and it not even have freedom of conscience, and then we think they're not going to be sectarian and then they're not going to be bullied and get into groups and have this kind of fight. We have to impose democracy like we did in Japan and Germany and do it over a long period if we had any idea
And it was a different situation then anyway because we had fought a long, protracted war with both of them, and they both surrendered. You see,
that's true, but I'm just saying that if it was ever going to happen in the first place, we had to go in there with force and enforce them to be.
And we had to do it from the beginning, and we had to stabilize the country and provide security.
Yeah, we've lost it now.
After 4 years, we lost it in the very beginning. We've never had it. That's the problem.
I don't think the only solution to this is for Bush not to be there. And I think the whole impeachment is going to take too long. It'll just tear us apart.
I
just think that we got to get rid of. I don't think there's anything wrong with Kennedy going up and saying
trying
out what the Constitution can allow.
Let's go for it. Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate Paul. Oh, we lost Paul and Vail. All right. Well, I guess that's it for the calls. You all dropped off right as I was going to get to you. See, but thank you very much. Look. It's a really, I'll tell you what troubled me, and I'll leave this hanging, and then we'll talk to Ed Perlmutter, and then we'll talk about this. Yesterday, I saw the strangest interview. I almost couldn't believe I was watching it, and I really didn't understand parts of it because they had to be so obscure. But everybody who's worked as a reporter has been on these and I hate them, off-the-record background briefings, where presidents I haven't been in one with the president, but when high government officials brief you on background, and you cannot use what they tell you. Formally, you have to keep it on background if and when you need it. Well, yesterday, Brian Williams of NBC and Tim Russert of NBC were talking about their background briefing earlier in the day from the president and his men. And one of the things that they were saying was, they said, well, we can't tell you, but basically it was a lot about Iran. They heard a lot about Iran, and they heard a lot about plans about Iran. And Brian Williams even said, if we could tell you what we heard today, and I was like, and Russert, they were both talking very elliptically, skating right up to the edge of what they thought they could say and not say, and it troubled me. It troubled me mightily about what the president, the misdirection of the plans may really be. Okay, everybody take a deep breath now and go pour yourself another cup of coffee, because we're going to need one. Congressman Ed Pulmeter coming up next of the Colorado's 7th Congressional District, 303-713-7600 on the J. Marvin Show.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
What's your latest report, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Copy that. Esurance makes auto insurance fast, easy, and affordable. You can get your quote and make comparisons instantly at Esurance.com.
Many drivers save money and time, too. You can buy your policy and print your insurance cards instantly online.
That's why Esurance is one of the fastest-growing auto insurance companies in America.
Quote, buy, print instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your quote at Esurance.com today.
Original Forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com. 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call RapidTabs. 1-800-640-9134.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760. Progressive Talk. KKZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder. And on AM 760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill, where Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is at the witness table at the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, where she'll face some withering questions from Democrats staunchly opposed to President Bush's plan to send more troops to Iraq. Defense Secretary Robert Gates will testify this afternoon. He was asked earlier by reporters how long the additional U.S. troops will have to stay.
We'll have to see in terms of the length of time. It's really hard to say at this point. It's viewed as a temporary surge, but I think no one has a really clear idea of how long that might be.
Gates also said he'll ask Congress to increase the overall size of the Army and Marines by 92,000 over the next 5 years. That will get support, but as for this Iraq escalation, opposition in Congress is very stiff. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more on the Iraq story, here's Frank Zettapan.
At the White House now, President Bush is awarding Medal of Honor to Jason Dunham, a Marine killed in Iraq when he threw himself on a live grenade to save the lives of other Marines.
Since World War II, more than half of those who have been awarded the Medal of Honor have lost their lives in the action that earned it. Corporal Jason Dunham belongs to this select group.
The soldiers and Marines President Bush is sending to Iraq are husbands, sons, and brothers, officers, and enlisted men and women like Coley Swanson and the 82nd Airborne. He could be looking at a second tour of duty.
We're going to keep sending people over there until this gets taken care of. I don't know how long it's going to take. I don't know what it's going to take.
And what will it take? CBS's Lara Logan in Baghdad.
There's every chance that you could see intense street-by-street, tough urban fighting here, the kind of combat that U.S. forces wanted to avoid from the outset.
Most Iraqis seem to doubt the new plan will work. Protesters in this country and overseas are marking the fifth anniversary of the Guantanamo Bay prison camp for terror suspects. Ex-inmate Asif Iqbal plans to take part in one demonstration just outside the prison.
The burden of Guantanamo is still there with me, and until that place is closed down, I can never forget what happened there.
Reports say the woman who accused three Duke lacrosse players of rape is a new mother, but who's the father? CBS's Jim Krasula has the latest.
The woman gave birth to a baby girl last week. Now a judge has followed through on a defense request and ordered a paternity test. In rare agreement, defense lawyers and the prosecutor have said it's unlikely any of the three players is the father of the child.
Rape charges have been dropped against the players, but they still face other counts. They insist they're innocent. Former San Francisco policeman is taking the department brass to task for the way a street fight was handled. Reno Rapignani is upset because no one was arrested after thugs pummeled the Yale students who sang at his home on New Year's Eve.
Considering the importance of this crime, the response from the department is somewhat lacking.
And right now, the Dow Industrial Average is up 37. This is CBS News.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
Accounting, Fernwell speaking.
Hello, Mr. Fernwell, this is Neuralman.
Yes, Neuralman, how's the virus?
Darn thing just seems to hang on. I think I'll have to stay home again today.
No problem, Bob's here.
Oh, Bob? Who's Bob?
He's the account temp's temporary I brought in.
You know, I think this thing's starting to break up. I could probably be in about noon. What do you think?
No, don't worry. Bob and I are doing just fine.
Account temps is the world's leader in specialized financial staffing. Visit us at accounttemps.com.
Good morning. I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update. Now, it's new news in the investigation of the shooting death of Darren Williams. A person of interest in the case now believed to be a suspect, Willie Clark, according to 9 News, has been moved to the county jail for his protection. He is a suspect, but is not believed to be the shooter in the case. Suspect in the murder of an Aurora police detective has pleaded not guilty. 27-year-old Brian Washington entered that plea yesterday at Adams County District Court. He's accused of gunning down Detective Mike Thomas last September. Washington faces at least 8 counts, including first-degree murder. Prosecutors haven't said whether they will seek the death penalty. Pothole patrol in effect in Denver. City workers trying to beat the next winter storm that's rolling in. Those recent big storms in the area really wreaked havoc on the pavement. The continual freezing and thawing, loosening the asphalt and causing the holes.
This time of year with your freeze-thaw cycles, we're going to be in the midst of a lot of pothole repairs.
CDOT's Dennis Rhodes, Denver alone, workers have fixed 755 potholes in just 4 days. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez, now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We got lots of problems around the city now. Wreck southbound 25 just after Thornton Parkway, adding to your delays there. Stall slowing down the ride southbound 25 at Bellevue as you enter the tech center. And we have a mishap on eastbound 6th Avenue, Lakewood, just after Kipling. Now, that one blocks the two left lanes. We've got backups to Sims, fender bender on northbound Parker at 225, and traffic really messed up eastbound 285 at Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, but turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon, high of 38. Right now, mostly cloudy, 26. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Arapaho Basin is now 99% open, including Palavicini Terrain and both terrain parks. The Tree Line Terrain Park opened last week with 10 features and 3 jumps. Don't forget to check out arapahobasin.com for info on the High Adventure Series clinics.
Top 3 reasons my house is getting a new look for the new year. Number 3, my resolution was brand new carpet. And no more pie. Number 2, we said we'd get a new kitchen someday. Oh look, it's someday. And number 1, I could lose weight, but I'd rather lose the lime green tile in the bathroom.
Keep all your home improvement resolutions with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 115 in U.S. only. See store for details.
This new strategy will not yield an immediate end to suicide bombings, assassinations, or IED attacks. Our enemies in Iraq will make every effort to ensure that our television screens are filled with images of death and suffering.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Could be wrong.
And if you saw the extraordinary pictures of the U.S. military pinned down on rooftops as they were fighting a fierce battle on CNN the other day, very compelling pictures, you'll realize that not only is the president being truthful for once when he says that, but how agonizing it's going to be in our troop and how much peril for our troops and how much peril they will now be in as embedded members of the Iraqi troops. It's an extraordinary change. We'll have to see what happens. 303-713-7600. Somehow I have a feeling none of it's going to be good. Two quick notes. There will be a big demonstration today at the Denver Capitol, as the Colorado State Capitol, at 11:30 this morning, and Colorado Military Families Speak Out will be holding an evening vigil to oppose the president's escalation of the war from 6 to 7 p.m. at Civic Center Park on Broadway and 14th. So turn out for either one or both of those events if you feel so inclined, and let us know how it was tomorrow on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Meantime, we have joining us the new representative from Colorado's 7th Congressional District, Ed Perlmutter. I believe we're meeting for the first time. Hi, and welcome, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Aaron. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, congratulations, but you certainly came into Congress at a very difficult time.
Well, you know, I want to say this. I've come in with a freshman class. I think there are 44 new Democrats that have joined and a number of Republicans, but focusing on the Democrats, it is a very talented, articulate, and passionate bunch. And it's sort of the old adage of, you know, now is the time for all good men and women to come to the aid of their country. And I think a lot of people have stepped up to deal with, you know, these difficult things that we've, you know, some of which we've created on our own and others that have sort of come to us. But it's a trying time, but I think we have a lot of people here who are really ready to make some changes.
And changes there must be. What kind of changes, though? Now, will there'll be perhaps a symbolic bill passed, a non-binding resolution, as they are called, criticizing the president's so-called surge? I call it an escalation of troops.
Right, it's an escalation.
And it's an escalation, so let's just face facts,
yeah,
shall we, even if he won't. But, you know, beyond that, how are you leaning? I mean, I talked to Congressman Udall. He is interested in the proposal made by Congressman Marty Meehan and Senator Edward Kennedy of Massachusetts, talking about having a reauthorization or a big debate about whether to fund the escalation of the war so that there can at least be a debate, a talk about it. It may not pass, but at least there will be opposition presented.
I think within this escalation or this additional number of troops and money, you can bet there's going to be a big debate on that. Dennis Kucinich is going to bring that front and center, and nobody's going to be able to avoid it. I mean, I've been pretty consistent from a year and a half ago when I said, look, you know, this was based on false premises, and
right,
and anything that's based on false premises tends to fall apart, and that we needed to transition the security to the Iraqi police and military. We had to build a multinational reconstruction effort, and we had to redeploy our troops by the spring of 08 at the latest. And there was a curious statement in the president's speech last night, which was the benchmarks had to be met by November of this year.
Right.
And I was talking to a Republican congressman, classmate, and a Democrat, and all of us, our antenna went up as to, you know, where did that date come from? And
exactly,
None of us quite know what he was talking about. But when we were in our freshman orientation, I asked General Batiste, who was one of the early commanders in this war, you know, if today George Bush asked you to get the troops out, if you were to get an order for withdrawal, how long would it actually take to do it? And he said, you know, somewhere between 6 and 8 months. I mean, if the order came down today, this isn't something you just do overnight. We have 150,000, you know, we're going to have 150,000 men and women over there when we add these 20,000. And, you know, it's logistically difficult to, you know, to redeploy. And so whoever it is has got to have 6 to 8 months. And when he said November, I said, you know, what signal is he sending? And I still haven't figured it out. So,
Well, if what you're talking about, if it takes 6 days, I mean, I'm just surmising here, but if that's true, then he expects this to work for, what, 3 or 4 months, and then he's going to start drawing down?
I think that he's, you know, I'm hoping that he's going to follow what the bipartisan commission said, which was to redeploy by the spring of 08, which is what I was saying out on the campaign trail.
I see. So you think maybe that's what he'll do after this. He'll give this until November to work or whatever or change things.
You know, if I'm reading between the lines, that's what I'm thinking.
I got you. So don't count backwards, count forwards. And that makes some sense to me. But then again, you know, he had, as somebody pointed out at the very top of the show, Kathy, I believe it was, from Littleton, said that, he must have been planning to do something anyway because he had already deployed the ships to go off the coast there. You know, because he mentioned that he had sent additional naval support, too, to take care of the Iran and Syrian problems, whatever that means.
Right.
Is there, among your freshman class, have you heard much speculation or much more information on what is he planning to do with Iran and Syria? Because I know the news broke this morning that we apparently took over or went in and took some papers and laptops out of a consul in Iraq. That belongs to the Iranians.
I don't know what he's planning to do. We have a couple members of our freshman class, one of whom, has an experience, or he's experienced in counterinsurgency and intelligence and all that, and he actually has been privy to some of these foreign policy issues that have been coming up. And, you know, I'll go talk to him. They try to keep that under a very tight lid.
Sure.
But... you know, obviously, there are a number of hot spots, Iran, Syria, you know, Somalia, we're now, you know, involved over in that.
Gunships.
We spread our troops, just about as thin as possible. And it's not pretty. And
Can you deny them the funding? I mean, there a way?
No, I can't.
I don't see how we do that. I don't see. I mean, I would like to do that. I would like to say with Dennis Kucinich, I join you, brother. But on the other hand, I don't think I heard from Captain Jeremy Broussard, who worked for Senator Kerry and his presidential campaign, who served in Iraq. He said, "Yes, it will hurt the troops. If you deny them, it will hurt them." So,
yeah, and I'm not. I cannot do that. They are there based on an order from the commander in chief. This is his war, but I will not allow those men and women to be put in more jeopardy than they're already in.
So what do you do as I look at it, you're the co-equal branch of government. I doubt if the president looks as if you're the co-equal branch of government. So what do you do?
Well, and that's been one of the problems with how Washington has conducted itself for the last 6 years. Congress has not really acted as an oversight and a co-equal branch. I think our job is to continue to put pressure. You know, a no-confidence vote is one thing. We're going to continue to look at appropriations, and we are going to continue to push this president as far as we can to say, look, you know, this is not going well. The country doesn't have confidence in you. You know, the Congress is losing confidence. A number of people on the Republican side are beginning to say, you know, enough is enough here.
Mainly senators, so far as I've noticed.
Well, senators
so
and
far,
I think we're feeling a number of congressmen moving away. And, you know, I mean, it's hard. He's the leader of their party, and he's the leader of our country. I don't want us to be in these kinds of things, and certainly they don't either. But some of them are starting to move away because he's just made so many mistakes.
He has indeed. And, you know, I was watching him last night and thinking, you know, I don't trust you at all. I don't trust anything you say. I don't trust any of your plans. I've totally lost faith in any kind of his ability. And when I looked at him, I thought, you know, he said, the American people are going to give up on you, meaning the government of Iraq. And I thought, what makes you think they believe in you?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, I'm using the word, I don't have any confidence in him. You know, I don't have any confidence in the way this war's been conducted. And I just can tell you a lot of people in the Congress, both sides of the aisle are scratching their heads when it comes to how he's pushing this thing. You know, I mean, he really had a way to move forward by seizing on what that bipartisan commission suggested. And why he you know, chose to go his own direction, and, you know, he had some nice words for them, but really still doing his own thing. And
he said, you know, well, they were good and everything, and now I'm going to totally deviate from anything they suggested. It was like, what?
You end up scratching your head, and you say, you know, Mr. President, this thing has gone from bad to worse, and, you know, please, you know, you are the commander-in-chief. You got to sit down and really respect what so many people, American public, as well as the experts, are saying. You know, and instead he gets rid of General Abizad, and he gets rid of General Casey. You know, both of them said this.
I don't like what you're saying. Off
right.
with your head.
Right.
He's done that throughout his history in Iraq. Yeah. I mean, he's done it over and over and over again.
No. So, you know, there's going to be plenty of pressure, put on the executive branch. So.
Well, I hope so. Keep their feet to the fire. Thank you so much, Congressman Perlmutter.
Well, thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you
for joining us.
All right.
Bye-bye. I'm Aaron Hart on AM760 Progressive Talk. There's Congressman Perlmutter of the 7th District heard from. I want to hear from you now. We've got 45 minutes together, 303-713-7600. The more I hear about it, the less I like it. I just am not happy with what's happening in my country today. It's just very worrisome to me. I'll bring you a reaction from around the world. I'll bring you a reaction from within our country. But most of all, I would like to hear from you at 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show. Stand by for Progressive Traffic with Gina Michaels, and then more from you. Don't forget, two demonstrations today, one at 11:30 on the Capitol steps, and one at 6 at Civic Center Park, 14th and Broadway. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Micey Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Area. We did have one eastbound 6 near Kipling, but it looks like they got that out of the way pretty quickly. Expect slow conditions there for a few more minutes. Weather outlook today, looking for morning sunshine turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon. High of 38. Right now, fair, 29 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU Evenings or online. Attend an open house January 31st. Details at universitycollege.du.edu. That's universitycollege.du.edu.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
Hi, this is Ed Schultz with Dr. Blanchett from Front Range Preventive Imaging to talk to you about technology that could help save the life of someone you love. Dr. Blanchett?
Thanks, Ed.
Did you know that lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in both men and women? One-third of cancer deaths are due to lung cancer. 90% of lung cancers are found in people exposed to cigarette smoke. Historically, lung cancer has had a high mortality rate, with only a 5% long-term survival. In a recent study, 31,000 subjects underwent CT lung screening. Those diagnosed with lung cancer by CT screening demonstrated a better than 80% long-term survival. Priced at $245, a CT lung scan is a great value. Ask your doctor if a CT lung scan would be right for you. For more information, call Front Range Preventive Imaging today at 303-443-SCAN. That's 303-443-SCAN. Or visit us online at frontrangepreventiveimaging.com.
Daddy, what is global warming?
To a five-year-old.
Daddy, who is Nancy Pelosi?
Today's world can be hard to understand.
There's something happening here.
What does Stay the Course mean?
Through understanding comes the ability to explain.
Daddy, will the war ever end?
You better stop.
Daddy.
The Truth Explained on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Iraqi government will appoint a military commander and two deputy commanders for their capital. The Iraqi government will deploy Iraqi army and national police brigades across Baghdad's nine districts. When these forces are fully deployed, there will be 18 Iraqi army and national police brigades committed to this effort, along with local police. These Iraqi forces will operate from local police stations, conducting patrols and setting up checkpoints, and going door to door to gain the trust of Baghdad residents. This is a strong commitment. But for it to succeed, our commanders say the Iraqis will need our help. So America will change our strategy to help the Iraqis carry out their campaign to put down sectarian violence and bring security to the people of Baghdad.
And they will be embedded quite frequently, and then we'll have to hope that the brigades actually show up. I heard several military experts and veterans of Iraq yesterday saying that was one of the biggest problems, is they're trained and then they go back in and become parts of militias, or they just don't show up because they're too frightened and they don't want to be killed. So it's a very, that's the one that scares John Turk the most. How about you? Our producer, by the way, who organized a fine show today, and we'll be bringing you more comment tomorrow. We'll have Christy Harvey tomorrow. We're also scouting out some other guests. If you want to be on my mailing list, write me quick at Aaron@AaronHartShow.com. I just have to do this. I just found out I don't have school today. Woo! Or work. Woo! Because it snowed, and it took me a long time to get to work today. I barely skated into the chair in time because of the ice and snow out there. So, woohoo! I'm going to go home and throw a few snowballs with the dog, and then I'll be right back prepping for tomorrow's show with you right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Don't forget, you'll have me again tomorrow, and then on Monday, it is the return, the first time in the new year, of Jay Marvin on his own very own show on Monday morning. Raina in Morrison, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Hello, Aaron. How are you this morning?
I am feisty and well. Thank you.
I tell ya. There are so many different levels of that speech that bother me. It frightens me. I mean, it really does, because everything he says, it's like you're a liar.
Yeah.
Everything you say is a lie. And, you know, people wonder, why are we still staying in this war? Why are we still staying in this war? And one of the biggest reasons that people, you know, don't want to acknowledge is it's big business for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
War is a trillion-zillion-dollar industry.
Not so much for the American tax, but apparently we're running a subsidy program for Halliburton et al. You know, war profiteering are us.
That is exactly right.
It's our new job.
Oh yeah, not for any of our people, but you know, it's
our job to work to pay for it. That's what our job is.
We get to pay for it with our money and our brothers and sisters and fathers and mothers' lives.
Yep.
That's what we get to pay for it with. Yeah. We get to pay for it with this fake paper money that we have and, you know, everyone's lives. And it scares me to death, because it's like, you know, the American people. Who's he talking about? I don't know one American who's actually...
Even among the 20% who allegedly still support him. I mean, who is he talking to? Absolutely. Sam Brownback?
Our strategy? This is not our strategy.
No.
You know, and you know what? This is a very unpopular idea, but really, in reality, Saddam Hussein was not a threat to us. He never was. We were lied to. And yes, I'm glad he's not in power so he can't torture his people anymore. But in that mindset, there'll always be someone to come up behind him and do the exact same thing. We can't even keep our own people safe. So we're going to be keeping everyone else safe? Give me a break.
I know. It's just, and somehow being outnumbered inside of these new brigades will somehow make everything safer. I'm like, excuse me? What?
Exactly. And it's kind of like what we did to the Native Americans. And in a sense, if you think about it, we came over here, you know, and we said, you have to live our way. You have to wear our clothes. You have to speak our language. You have to do our way. Well, we're training these people to fight for, you know, to stand up for a country that's never stood up for them, ever. In essence, they've murdered them, you know, every turn they've got. And now we're saying, okay, now we're going to put you in this military position. Now you need to go in there and you need to stay. They're not going to stay. They're scared to death of all these militias and everything else like that.
Oh, there are people moving out of...
being taken care of.
No, the intelligentsia, the people who have any money at all in Iraq are moving out.
Exactly.
They're leaving. They're getting out of there.
Who's going to keep funding this after we're gone? We are. You know,
Saudi Arabia. Well, see, here's the scary part is Saudi Arabia basically told Dick Cheney when he went over there that, you know, if you guys pull out, we're coming in to help our Sunni brothers. And it's like, So, you know, I don't know what the solution is. I'm glad that Edward Kennedy's, I want to see that debated down the ground. And if there's any way that we can stop President Bush in a way that will not harm our troops who are there right now, then fine. But it's going to be one of the toughest things we've ever endured as a nation, and we're all going to have to hold hands, literally and figuratively, and try to work through this one step at a time.
It's a mess. It's so unbelievably pitiful we have put our families into. Seriously.
I want this tattooed. I've seen this happen twice in my lifetime, that an illegal illicit war got jacked up and escalated. And, you know, Dick Nixon, when he was sitting there telling everybody when I was a kid, going, you know, there'll be no problem. We'll go into, and was perpetrating a secret war in Cambodia. Stop it.
It's like
if you vote for funding to go to a war, guess what? It'll be a full-blown escalated war, and it may be run by somebody who's demented. And you better have that in mind every single time you make a vote like that.
Because we're talking about the good old boys where, they want to win, and it's all about winning, and we can't afford to lose because we need to look good. And you know what?
I know.
We started a losing war because when you fight against militias, when you're doing, you know, ethnical things here, I mean, these people that are fighting against each other are different sects of different people, you know? I mean, we have no business there. We don't even understand the war and who we're fighting. We don't even know what's going on.
Half of them don't even know what's going on. Look, Raina, you know what? The only thing I could say that happened good yesterday besides the passage of the minimum wage was that Nancy Pelosi finally got smoke-filled rooms banned in the speaker's wing. Okay, good. Now could we ban smoke-filled tactics out of our government? That's the next step.
I love what Edward Kennedy said about let's bring this vote to light. You know, let's show people what's going on. Let's quit being so secretive.
And we should see the kind of debate that we should have had. If we're going to go back to the future, if we're going to go back to the past, then let's go back and see the kind of debate that we should have had in the first place so that maybe the American people will learn to hold their representatives and senators feet to the fire when they're doing this. Raina,
wonderful. It was wonderful talking to you, and I feel a whole lot better.
I just really hope people open
their eyes. And people in my generation, because I'm 28, and there's so many people in my generation who are so, whatever, you know, who cares, you know, this is our parents' problem, you know, whatever, you know, the kids underneath me, you know.
You're the ones fighting and dying.
I know, and that's what killed me. It's not our problem. I know probably five different people who have lost, women who have lost their husbands to this war. and, you know, children who have lost their fathers. And it's like we've got to wake up as a young nation, us young people, and say, what the heck is going on? What are they doing to us? And we can't stand for this anymore. It's, you know, it's our war, too. We're the ones who are fighting it.
Thank you,
know, it
so
just
much.
Me. Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's 303-713-7600. Our mothers, our fathers, our brothers, our sisters, our...
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
Traffic through the Thornton North Glen area as well as into downtown. Weather outlook today, morning sunshine, turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon, high of 38. Right now, fair 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
DU School of Professional and Continuing Studies offers undergraduate completion and master's degrees for working professionals online or evenings. Where you earn your degree does matter. UniversityCollege.DU.edu.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. For your free information, call 800-300-8260. That's 800-300-8260. 1-800-300-8260.
Life doesn't stand still, and neither does Lowe's. That's why we're celebrating the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home. From Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock. And nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's. Let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 14th, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Littleton at the intersection of South Santa Fe Drive and West Bellevue Avenue. See Lowe's of Littleton for special financing details. Warren Village presents the Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. Over 25 preschools and child care programs are seeking qualified individuals. Meet future employers and learn about qualifications, experience requirements, and the latest developments in the field. Directors of preschool and child care programs are seeking qualified employees. Apply for jobs in the fields of administration, child care educator, and transportation for the early childhood education industry. Since 1974, Warren Village has provided low-income single-parent families with programs to attain support, skills, and resources to help prepare at-risk children for success in school and in life. The job fair is a great opportunity to learn about quality and early childhood education and care and working with exceptional children. Attend the Warren Village Early Childhood Education Professional Job Fair at the Colorado History Museum from 10 to 3 p.m. Saturday, January 20th. There is no charge for admission. For more information, call 303-320-5034 or email acrowley@warrenvillage.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon, and right now you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The president is profoundly wrong. I think escalating the war is a huge mistake. But beyond that, what's happened is the trust in the president has eroded.
The trust in the president has eroded. So you heard Raina say, who trusts him anymore? I think that's a running theme today. None of us do. I was thinking last night, he had a very stripped down speech, and it was held in the library where often, you know, speeches by FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt were held. But it is, of course, mostly on radio, not television in that day. But I understand historically. No, I was not alive then. But Frank D. Roosevelt gave speeches from there, and I was just thinking, you know, Mr. President, you are no Frank D. Roosevelt. You know, actually, you know who last gave speeches regularly from that room was Jimmy Carter. Okay, thanks to Ari Berman of The Nation and Congressman Mark Udall and Ed Perlmutter and Captain Jeremy D. Broussard. I wanted to get a thank you in to all of them. Thought we had some outstanding guests this morning. And John Turk, thank you. Producer extraordinaire, wonderful work this morning. We will also be talking to more people tomorrow, including my new friend, Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. And we'll also be talking to you, mostly, I think, tomorrow. But we may sprinkle in a few great guests mañana as well. I'll be filling in for Jay one more day this stint, and then Jay will be back with you once again on Monday. Gary in Colorado Springs, good morning and welcome to the Jay Marvin Show.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning, Gary.
It sure is nice being able to talk to the whole state on a radio station that lets people talk about things other than right-wing junk.
Yeah. Amen, brother.
I really enjoyed the passion of the lady you had on there a few minutes ago.
Yeah, she was wonderful. Raina was wonderful, wasn't
yep.
she?
Mm-hmm. We need to hear thousands more people talking like that.
Yes, we do.
I live in Colorado Springs, which is a very military, very right-wing community south of Denver.
Certainly is.
But there are more leftists, more Democrats, more progressives, more open-minded people here than most people would ever realize. It's just that they live under rocks and they stay out of the way and they try to be real quiet. So we need more loud voices. I wanted to call today to let folks in this area know that we've got a rally going on about this war this afternoon at 5 p.m. at Acacia Park, which is at Nevada and Bijou Streets here in Colorado Springs.
Okay.
And the last time your station promoted or let somebody talk about one of these things, we had, I think, about 300 or 400 people turn out, which is
excellent.
Astounding for this area. And hopefully we'll get 500 or 1,000 today.
I hope so.
Usually get some local news coverage that turns out, and there's usually a few soldiers who come out who they can't wear their uniforms, they can't admit how they feel, but they're getting ready to go back to Iraq for the second time, and they're very, very remorseful. And it's good to hear their stories and be there to let them know that not everybody in this country is crazy.
Very good idea. Okay, so the rally is at 5 p.m. at Acacia and Nevada. I'm sorry, at Acacia Park at Nevada and Bijou, right?
5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Acacia Park.
Okay.
Nevada and Bijou Avenues, downtown Colorado Springs.
Right, gotcha.
Bring a sign, a couple of friends, and be ready to shout and scream.
Sounds good to me. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate your passion and telling us about the rally. Thank you. And if you have a rally in your town, you'd like to get that information and let us know at 303-713-7600. Then I want to hear all of you tomorrow tell me how the rallies were, okay? Deal. And I'll tell you about any that are up here, although it's pretty icy up here, so I'm not joking. But the anti-war activists up here are pretty fierce, so we'll see. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. We've also got a couple of rallies today in Denver. I'm going to Stephen in Johnson's Corner, be patient. I just want to go with Jan in Denver because she's going to update us on that protest that was originally scheduled for Capitol Hill steps this morning at 11:30. I understand from my producer, John Turk, that has now moved, Jan, in Denver. Would you like to tell us where it's gone?
We are going right across the street to Civic Center Park. We couldn't get the permits since the city had apparently booked up, conveniently, no, booked up the Capitol. They said, maybe any other day, but obviously we can't do it any other day. So we have moved it to Civic Center Park right across the street. Please come, one, all, bring your office, bring your lunch, just get the whole office. On your lunch hour, just haul them on over. Schools, you know, kids, colleges, mothers, fathers, sons, daughters, brothers, sisters, if you know somebody, if you know somebody who knows somebody, if anybody has a thought about not wanting us to be in Iraq, please come and join us.
Amen.
We are standing. It's going to be cold, but we're going to stand up against the cold and against Mr. Bush and the cold coming from Washington, D.C. So come one, come all, 11:30 to 1, Civic Center Park, and bring your signs, bring your bodies, bring your hearts, bring your souls, and we're going to show this man. We've got 460 rallies across the country as of 8 o'clock last night.
Good.
We started this call Tuesday night late. Wednesday, we had about 100. And then about noon yesterday, we had 200.
Mm.
About 5 yesterday, we had 300. Now we have 460 across the country, which, you know, some of them are thousands of people.
Excellent.
So we want to show Mr. Bush that, yes, this country is sick and tired of us pouring our blood and guts and young people into the Middle East to die and bringing death and destruction
to the Iraqis
and to others, because
yep.
Now they're making little noises, you know. We got Somalia.
Little noises. It was more like, yeah, well, yes, of course.
Somalia, Syria, Iran. I mean, these, when they keep talking and spreading out these names of countries that are being added, it's, we are not talking about one little war in Iraq. We're talking about, you know, when he said a crusade, unfortunately.
He meant it. I know. Thank you, Jan and Denver. I appreciate it. Once again, the rally has moved from the Capitol steps to 11:30 to Civic Center Park. That's at Broadway and 14th, right across the street. Come one, come all. It'll be cold, but bring hot food, bring hot soup. Everybody show up with hot soup and signs. That's my motto, hot soup in the cold. 303-713-7600. Thanks from Jan in Denver. Let's squeeze in Ben in Denver before we go to the break, please, John. Hi, Ben. Welcome to AM760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah. I just wanted to call that, you know, I've been listening to your show every day, every morning. How do you spell your first name, huh?
Thank you. E-R-I-N.
Say it again.
E-R-I-N. Hart. H-A-R-T.
All right. Aaron, huh?
Yes.
Yes. No, I'm getting older here, but I just want to express that to me that we call Bush, you know, President Bush. Well, that's the position, but he's only a ventriloquist.
Yeah.
Or the Dick Cheney regime.
Yep.
And all they're doing is they know they can't win. All they're trying to do is buy time for Halliburton to get their teeth in over there.
Well, they're baiting at least for that vote for those 30-year contracts we keep hearing about.
Exactly. That's all they're worried about.
Well,
they're just buying time. They know they can't win. They're just buying time so Halliburton gets their teeth in.
How cynical is that? Thank you so much, Ben in Denver. I appreciate your time and your help. I'm Aaron Hart on AM760 Progressive Talk. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin. He'll be back on Monday. I'll be filling in with you tomorrow, too, right here on AM760. I'll be hosting this show. Once again, it's 303-713-7600, about 15 remaining minutes for you to weigh in on the president's speech. And if you're headed to those demonstrations, I'd like to hear from you as well. Any of the 460 around the country, it's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart for Jay Marvin on AM760 Progressive Talk.
AM760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, you wouldn't know it by the highways, but the commute is starting to wind down, although we've still got pretty jammed up traffic across the city. That includes eastbound 6th coming out of Lakewood. Eastbound I-70 is sluggish between I-25 and Colorado. Of course, we are getting some delays on the opposite end near the 225 merge, and we still have a lot of traffic on both eastbound C-470 from Broadway to University and the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. The only wrecks right now are off the freeway, US 285, that's the eastbound lanes at Sheridan, Area Parkway approaching I-25, and we did have a problem northbound Parker at 225, but it looks like that one's out of the way. Weather today, morning sunshine turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon, high of 38. Right now, fair 29. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760 Progressive Talk.
Denver Health's Rocky Mountain Regional Trauma Center doctors and nurses care for thousands of severely injured patients with head trauma each year. They encourage...
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate, and now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
What's new, Special Agent?
It's time for people to take a fresh look at their auto insurance.
Well, it always pays to shop around.
You bet. Many drivers save hundreds of dollars when they switch to Esurance.
If I want to switch to Esurance, do I have to wait until my policy expires?
Nope. You can switch anytime. Just visit Esurance.com. With fast quotes and instant comparisons, you'll see your savings instantly.
Sounds easy.
It is. Quote, buy, print, instantly at Esurance.
Take a fresh look at your auto insurance. Get your fast free quote at Esurance.com today.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Home, from Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock, and nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 14th, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Littleton at the intersection of South Santa Fe Drive and West Bellevue Avenue. See Lowe's of Littleton for special financing details.
Owning a franchise can make you a lot of money and give you more freedom. But finding the right one? Well, that's the challenge, isn't it? But what if there were an expert you could turn to? Someone who could match up your interests, talents, and investment resources with the perfect franchise opportunity. What do you think you'd have to pay for something like that? $5,000? $10,000? Well, how about free? Because that's exactly what the experts at FranChoice are offering you right now. Our experts will work with you to find the perfect opportunity. And you pay nothing. There's no sales pitch and no fees. Just franchise experts that will get to know your goals and introduce you to your best options. Find a franchise you can be passionate about with a free service from FranChoice. To get started, request a free guide that details the top 10 tips to finding and starting a franchise. Call 1-800-600-1559. 1-800-600-1559. That number again is 1-800-600-1559.
Hey, Buffs fans, join the University of Colorado men's basketball team at the Coors Event Center in Boulder for Big 12 Conference action on Saturday, January 13th. The Young Buffaloes will face the nationally ranked Texas A&M Aggies at 5 p.m. Tickets for this exciting Big 12 Conference showdown can be purchased on the web at cubuffs.com by calling 303-49-BUFFS or go to all Tickets West locations at all Kings Superstores, the University of Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of Iraq, stop genocide in Darfur, promote energy independence, and end the influence of big money in elections. Learn how you can help achieve these goals at Be the Change USA's conference this Saturday in Golden at the Manning School. It starts at 1 p.m. with panels, food, entertainment, and great speakers including Mike Miles, Pat Walk, and Ken Gordon. For details and registration, go online to btc-usa.org.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
History would also teach us that in a time of great trial, great leaders emerge. Washington, Lincoln, Churchill, and Bush.
And we wonder why he lost. Bob Beaupre, that's our favorite, one of our favorite from last year. That's John Turk's anyway, and it's rapidly becoming one of mine to hear that idiot statement over and over again. 303-713-7600. What a mook. All right, we're talking about the president's speech. I would love to hear from you. Speaker Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, that would be, has promised to force a vote on Mr. Bush's plan. That would may become via Senator Edward Kennedy and Representative Marty Meehan's plan. I'll talk a little bit about more about that next hour. Meantime, I want to bring you a little bit of the editorials that have been circulating around the world in reaction to President Bush's speech. We try to bring you a flavor of the world as well as local reaction. Don't forget three major rallies that I know about. Acacia Park in downtown Colorado Springs at 5 p.m. And at 11:30 and 6 p.m., there are two different rallies. The first one at 11:30 this morning at Civic Center at 14th and Broadway, which is pretty much organized by the same folks who are from MoveOn.org. And then there's another rally, Colorado Military Families Speak Out, at 6 p.m. this evening, all at Civic Center Park. Do turn out. Express yourself. You know, it does work. The mothers and fathers and demonstrators in the Vietnam era, I am convinced, made Richard Nixon stand up and pay attention, even though he escalated the war and drew it out long after Henry Kissinger made that infamous remark, peace is at hand in Paris, and secretly bombed Cambodia and a number of other things. It was the opposition to the war that brought him up short. Now, he did these things when he was still popular, but no president since Richard Nixon has shown this amount of chutzpah in the face of absolute opposition to his policies. So we need to talk about that some more this morning as well. Be an armchair pundit with me. We have a whole hour coming up together, as well as the remainder of this one. 303-713-7600. Patrick in Denver, I'm going to get you just a second. Tishreen says, Syria, this is from Syria's newspaper, the chances of a new Bush strategy in Iraq failing outnumber the chances of success. Bush's strategy will be an additional disaster. Hi, Patrick. What's your take?
And thank you for your part of helping educate the average American out here, Aaron. You know, it's horrible with the stress on the force and our soldiers going back for some of them with their third tour of duty. But a lot of Americans can't really relate that much. I hate to be that cynical, but I think, you know, if people could understand the cost of what a deficit means to the average person. Senator Landrieu kind of alluded to it in an interview a couple days ago.
Mary Landrieu of Louisiana?
Yes, where she was talking about we're borrowing against the Social Security Trust Fund. So I asked people to think about what it would be like not to have that $1,500, $1,800 a month you're expecting when you're 65. And or means testing. You know, they're going to come out and say, hey, you got this $1,000 a month from U.S., from Quest or wherever, so we need to reduce your Social Security by that amount. I think people should look at that. And frankly, the conspiracy theorist in me, Aaron, is this is the neocons' way of finally getting to the great program of FDR, the New Deal.
Maybe, maybe. You know, I was listening to Captain Jonathan Powers last night, and he really brought it home in a new way to me. And he's still working with Iraqi children. He obviously, something touched his heart when he was over there. And, you know, what? I'm going back to your earlier comment, Patrick, about how we don't really understand the true cost to the troops or to anyone else. And, you know, he spoke very plaintively of the first time they had a surge and a major escalation in Iraq. He said, we were working literally 2 hours on guard duty, 1 hour of sleep, 2 hours of guard duty, 1 hour of sleep, 2 hours of duty, 1 hour of sleep. And I thought, oh, my God. And he goes, he's not talking about doing that for 5 days like we did during the election. He's talking about doing that for months on end.
Oh, it's horrific.
And I got a cold hand of chill around my heart, you know.
Sure.
I just thought, oh, my God, not only is he putting them in the harm's way where they can get killed, he's also, you know, he's putting them in a position where they would be so tired that they'd be even more likely to make mistakes and get hurt. You know,
And the country's not on a war footing. You know, I mean, we're having tax cuts in the middle of the war. Come on.
Oh, please. Nicholas von Hoffman wrote a great, he goes, you want to stop the war? Just escalate a big, huge, giant war tax and put it on everybody who's not on a regular salary. Put it on all the billionaires, people who are making over $3.5 million in this country, and make it enormous. Make it like 20% increase and say, okay, you're going to fund the war. Have a good time. Since you're profiteering, have a nice time.
Hey,
and I thought, hey, I kind of like that idea. Let's do that first.
I'd like to go even further. Let's figure out who supports this whole war and let them pick up the tab.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do that, but this is not good, Aaron.
No, I know, but I'm hoping that Senator Kennedy's, I think more and more people, we got to turn out numbers. We have to hit the streets. This is one time where demonstrating, I think, can work, is if enough people show up with letters, cards, if you don't think your voice matters, Start shipping it out. Start, you know, stiffening the backbones of your local representatives and senators. And get out there and show the president that we oppose his policies in force. And make sure you bring all your friends, your Republican and independent friends, too, and shove them in front of a microphone before you shove yourself, you know? Because he needs to hear that he's lost everyone. He has lost virtually everyone except maybe Joe Lieberman and a couple of others, John McCain, Lindsey Graham.
Sure, I add one other piece to that, Aaron, is everybody should have the courage to talk with their friends, whether it's over a dinner table, a night out at the movies, or whatever, just to explain the cost of the war and what it's doing. And then, you know, help them have the courage to keep going. And I did that over the holidays, and it was very successful.
You know, I've been doing it around the campus, too, and I think it really helps. You know, the other thing to do, too, I think, and another good suggestion which empowers all of us, is CNN ran a masterful piece yesterday on what we could have bought with the billion, you know, like if we, you know, spent a day or a week's treasure of our treasury, $1.7 billion, what could it buy you? And it was astounding to me. We'd have more teachers, more schools, if you want more border agents, if you want more health care for your children. All of those things could have been bought and paid for several times over. Maybe not health care for the entire nation, but a lot of it could have been substantially paid for with the money we've been spending in Iraq.
Look at the exchange rate with the euro.
Oh,
my God, it's almost impossible to take a European vacation now. I mean,
well, but that's kind of a luxury problem in terms of all this, though. But I thank you for those thoughts, because those are the kind of down to home things that resonate with people, you know. And I appreciate your time and your help, and thank you for calling. You know, the thing is, I think I want to hear from you about this, too, is how do you bring it down home? How do you, those things about working 2 hours on, sleeping one, working, that would drive me insane quickly. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the cost to our troops. Let's talk about the cost to us. Let's talk about anything you'd like coming up on the J. Marvin Show. 303-713-7600. We've been reacting all morning to the president's speech. I'll bring you more reaction from around the world and your neighborhood right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm Aaron Hart. It's 303-713-7600.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons my house is getting a new look for the new year. Number three, my resolution was brand new carpet. Oh, well, and no more pie. Number two, we said we'd get a new kitchen someday. Oh, look, it's someday. And number one, I could lose weight, but I'd rather lose the lime green tile in the bathroom.
Keep all your home improvement resolutions with special deferred financing on purchases store-wide with your Home Depot consumer credit card. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through 115 in U.S. only. See store for details.
And now for the bonus round. March goes in like a lion and out like a lamb. How does April feel?
Insecure.
Correct. If you're peanut butter and I'm jelly, what's the audience?
A glass of chocolate milk.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix, it's that easy.
AM 760 in HD.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is bearing the brunt of Democratic criticism and Republican skepticism as she appears before a Senate committee to defend President Bush's new Iraq plan. Foreign Relations Committee Democratic Chairman Joe Biden said the president ignored the advice of the Iraq study group, his own top generals and voters, in sending more troops into Baghdad, something he says that has been tried and failed before.
The result will be the loss of more American lives and our military stretched to the breaking point, with little prospect of success.
But Rice insisted the president has made the best choice he could, and the Iraqi government has a workable strategy to save its nation.
We
are going to support that strategy.
But support in Congress for doing that with more troops is clearly lacking. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more on the Iraq story, here's Nick Young.
At the heart of the president's revamped strategy is sending thousands more troops into Baghdad to try to quell the violence there. CBS News correspondent Lara Logan is in the Iraqi capital.
This plan partners U.S. forces with Iraqi army and police, and that is making U.S. forces even more dependent on Iraqi soldiers and army who have shown repeatedly that they cannot be relied upon and have been involved in the sectarian killings.
President Bush begins selling his blueprint with an appearance this afternoon at Fort Benning, Georgia. For the second time, the president has awarded the Congressional Medal of Honor to an American who served and died in Iraq. Live to the White House and CBS News correspondent Mark Noller.
At a moving ceremony in the East Room, President Bush made a posthumous presentation of the nation's highest award for valor to Marine Corporal Jason Dunham. The 22-year-old lost his life 2 years ago in Iraq during hand-to-hand combat with an insurgent who let loose a hand grenade.
Corporal Dunham did not hesitate. He jumped on the grenade, using his helmet and body to absorb the blast.
Dunham is credited with saving the lives of at least two other Marines. It's only the second time a Medal of Honor has been bestowed for an act of military gallantry in Iraq. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Noller, CBS News.
Despite the certainty of a presidential veto, the House has begun debating a measure to underwrite embryonic stem cell research with federal money. House Democrats expect to win passage of the bill today as part of their first 100 hours agenda. It is the latest twist in the story of the stripper and the Duke lacrosse team. CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula has more.
A judge in Durham has signed an order for a paternity test to help determine the father of a child born to the woman who accused three Duke lacrosse players of sexual assault. Both defense lawyers and the prosecutor have said they doubt any of the players is the father of the baby girl born last week.
The woman says she was attacked at a team party last March. One of the planet's most well-known athletes is headed to the States. British soccer superstar David Beckham is leaving one of Europe's big teams to come to the Los Angeles Galaxy. This is CBS News.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And the fastest way to stop them is with Barracuda Network's spam, firewalls, and web filters.
Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now
and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Network's firewalls are affordable and easy to use.
That's why over 35,000 leading companies are using the award-winning firewall. Try a Barracuda firewall for free. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
So you're a consultant?
Yes, sir.
What's with the wall of sticky notes?
It's my small business accounting system. Unpaid invoices go on the purple ones.
And the green?
New customers.
So unpaid bills are the yellow ones.
How'd you know?
I took a shot. You know, there's an easier way to manage your business.
Yeah?
Yeah, QuickBooks. You can be up and running in under 15 minutes. With just a few clicks, QuickBooks software lets you write checks, send invoices, see who's paid and who hasn't.
I'll switch. So, need a couple hundred sticky notes?
I'm going to pass on that. QuickBooks. Better, faster, simpler. Get it at OfficeMax, Best Buy, or Amazon.com.
I'm Corey Lopez with this AM 760 local news update. Elitch's has been sold to a Jacksonville, Florida-based company. The deal for seven theme parks, including the metro area's Elitch's, worth over $300 million. The only thing changing, though, is the owners, Wendy Goldberg, with Six Flags.
They will be operating Elitch Gardens as an ongoing concern.
So it will remain an amusement park. Goldberg says regular park visitors have some good news.
Six Flags season passes will be honored if they've already been purchased at Elitch Gardens. They will absolutely be honored. They will also be honored at all the other Six Flags branded parks.
The other parks that are being sold include one in Houston, Texas, Seattle, Concord, California, and Oklahoma City, as well as the theme park in Buffalo. The weather changing about noon today. Clouds coming in and an Arctic blast that's going to push temperatures to single digits over the next three nights. Snow up to 7 inches possible by Saturday. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Corey Lopez. Now Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
A lot to be concerned with. We're still busy southbound 25, either side of I-70 for your ride into downtown. Southbound 225 stacked into the tech center, and you still have a lot of company on eastbound C-470 across Highlands Ranch. Same thing for the Boulder Turnpike and eastbound lanes of I-70 at your I-25 corridor. Security wait time at DIA today, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, morning sunshine turning cloudy and colder by this afternoon. High of 38. Tonight, very cold with a wintry mix of fog, freezing drizzle, and flurry.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-550-4648. Again, that's 1-800-550-4648. 1-800-550-4648.
Well, you won't ever find me right wing, but I'm Aaron Hart filling in for J. Marvin, who's back on Monday, by the way. I'll be filling in again tomorrow. It's 303-713-7600. I would love to hear from you. Whatever your thoughts about the president's speech. I will also be sprinkling in some editorials. John Turk is manning the sound bank, and we'll be bringing you excerpts from the speech as well as reaction to it. Senator Dick Durbin, I think, very well positioned himself by saying that, you know, look, we've done enough. Saddam's gone. The country is in the hands of the Iraqis. Their destiny is theirs. Let it go. And I think that's very wise, because that doesn't set it up to be a lose-lose proposition, which is probably smart positioning. 303-713-7600. Kamil Arab in the UK-based Al Arab Al Alamia says the new way forward in Iraq, in quotes, paraphrasing what we call our missions, will mean nothing but carrying the occupation forward. So the Arab world is viewing this dimly, I would say, is an overall estimate of how they see it. But we'll keep reading sprinkles from that and around the nation as well. The New York Times didn't think much of it either. Howard in Denver, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. More importantly, what did you think of the president's speech? And good morning.
Aaron, you are doing a great job, first off.
Thank you.
Aaron, I cannot listen to this guy.
I can't either.
It takes me about 30 seconds, and to keep from seeing the TV set flying out the patio door.
I know the feeling.
Aaron, I can't handle it. Aaron, but you played Bob Beaupre.
Yes.
That's the first time I heard that.
Really?
Aaron.
I
George
know.
George Bush and Winston, Churchill.
In the same sentence.
Churchill knew how to spell. Aaron.
Well, Churchill knew when he made a mistake, and he made some, but
Aaron,
he would admit it and talk about it.
Aaron, the thing is, George Bush has been president for 6 years.
Yes,
and
Howard.
He's still unqualified to be president.
Howard, Aaron, I don't think he's learned anything on the job except how to bow lower to Dick Cheney.
Aaron, the thing is, he don't qualify to work in the White House mailroom. Aaron, you're talking about a guy here who don't have no compulsion about sending other people's kids off to die when it was his generation war during Vietnam. George Bush, you couldn't find him. The communists were supposed to be coming over the hill. George Bush and his family, with all they have stole and ripped off from the American people, they had more to protect from the communists than some of those black guys who couldn't even ride a bus in the United States at the time or eat in a restaurant.
Mm.
You couldn't find George Bush. Aaron, the only person I can compare George Bush to is Beavis and Butthead, Homer Simpson, and the Three Stooges, who all had more education and more intelligence than George Bush could ever, ever, ever hope to have. Aaron, one last question, Aaron.
Yes.
If these people had all, the Bushes had all this financial wealth, why did they produce, with all the money that they could buy for tutors and stuff, How in the world did they produce an idiot like George Bush? I can't tell you.
I have no idea, Howard. It's, you know, it's absolutely the wrong brother. I mean, Jeb at least has a brain in his head. I disagree with him mightily, too. But, Howard, I don't know. I do not. They are Machiavellian infighters. You know what? I sometimes think they didn't expect him to get elected. They expected Al Gore to win.
George,
and they figured,
did,
we'll give him his shot, and then it'll be Jebby's turn, and we'll be done with this nonsense.
He wasn't elected. But, Aaron, you know
well,
what
yes,
I think?
Well, yes, that's true. Absolutely not. He was. That was a slip of my tongue. He was not elected, ever.
But you know what I think this is all about, Aaron? That Skull and Bone organization. I think those guys have a competition to see how many human beings they can reduce to skull and bones. And the winner must be the Bushes.
Thank you so much, Howard. Thank you very much for your searing phone call. You know, what can you argue with there? It's just so sad. We deserve so much better. This, I still love my country with all of its flaws and all of its fault. I love my country beyond words, and it offends me down to my soul. When I heard the president, you know, the nominal president, Bushy, sit there and in a ceremony in the White House award the Medal of Freedom to a soldier who had the guts and gumption to dive on a grenade in order to save his buddies. Like, how dare you use this the day after your speech? How dare you? Actually, I used more searing language than that, but it was off air. 303-713-7600. This is the J. Marvin Show. I would love to talk to you. By the way, Jay back on Monday. I'll be with you on Friday. Ken in Lakewood, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Aaron, you're doing great.
Thank you.
All right, I'm a veteran. I was in Somalia. I was in the first Gulf War. I have never, in the whole 11 years I was in the military, ever have to bury a comrade. And now I've seen three comrades that became lifers. I've had to go to their funerals. And I'm tired of seeing my brothers in arms being killed.
I know.
Over something that... We shouldn't have been there to begin with.
No.
And,
I mean, I think all of us could understand, even if you're against war in principle, I think all of us could understand going into Afghanistan. I think we understand that we are going to have to do some fighting of counterinsurgencies around the world and terrorists. But this was, what, a vanity war? Even my Republican colleague in my algebra class looked at me and he said, did George W. Bush go in there just for daddy's revenge? I don't know.
I'm sure.
I don't know anymore. That was one of the reasons, but it was one of like 1,500 that he's given as an excuse system.
But he doesn't care about the lives that are being lost.
No, he doesn't. And to sit there and use, how did you feel watching him do a Medal of Honor, the second awarding of a Medal of Honor?
I turned it off.
I couldn't watch it. I'm glad it's not on my screen because I'll tell you what, I'm stuck with the screen. I can't change, but I would have turned it off. I would have turned it off. I would not be able, I don't think I'll be able to bear to watch a clip of it. I may destroy my own television set.
Daughters pick up a couple of weapons, let them go out there and fight and see how he feels then.
Yep.
And, you know, he served in the Air National Guard, never served in combat. He doesn't need to sit there and make decisions that are going to sit there and
not change. Yeah, and not Cheney either. I mean, neither one of them has the remotest idea of what it's really like to fight and die for your country. They have an idea of what it's like to scheme and backstab and override the Constitution. Do you know what finally offended, not so much the war in Iraq, but you know what finally offended the Republican classmate of mine about George Bush? He said, Aaron, he is destroying the Constitution. I said, yep, he sure is.
He doesn't even acknowledge the Constitution.
No!
He doesn't need
Not at all.
And
he is appalling.
You know, I wasn't much of a political man up until about 2002.
Yeah.
And our country tried to sit there and impeach Clinton over an affair.
Yeah.
But nobody's trying to do anything about him killing our own countrymen. I really personally don't care about the Iraqis. I care about my country and my people. And if he's going to sit there and put my people on the line, my brothers in arms, people I've served with, and I had to sit there and watch their wives get those flags, and he's up there in Texas or Washington or wherever the hell he decides to want to be.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
No, Thank you very much, Ken Lakewood. And I have breaking news, so let me jump to that. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. The Democratic National Committee will pick Denver for the 2008 convention. Once again, that is the DNC will pick Denver for the 2008 convention. Okay, I need to work in Denver. Somebody get me a job, would you? I mean, come on. 2008 convention, Democratic. Yoo-hoo! We've got a convention. Big news. This is huge news. This is money for the city. This is prestige for Denver. It's also going to be a hotbed. Wow, oh, wow, oh, wow, oh, wow. This is according, I guess, to the National Journal's hot blog. I can't access it because I don't have a password, but apparently that's it. 2008 convention, the Democratic National Convention, will be held in Denver, Colorado. That's the breaking news we have so far. We'll talk with Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress about that tomorrow, as well as many other things. Reaction to Bush, what do you think of the convention coming to Denver? Woohoo! I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Progressive Talk. Who says Denver can't be blue? Woo, woo, woo! Colorado blue! Colorado blue! Colorado blue! I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for...
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-229-5133. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now. 1-800-229-5133. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-229-5133.
Please stay tuned to the following public announcement. The government and private banks are liquidating houses now. These houses have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed and will be sold. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. For a list of foreclosures, call 800-335-1850. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N are allowed to start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Every house must be sold. There's currently a large inventory of homes and properties available. Homes may be sold for little or no money down. I repeat, this is a public announcement. All listeners whose last name begins with the letter A through N can start calling now. Listeners whose last name begins with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow, 9 a.m. Call CRN's national toll-free hotline for your foreclosure list at 800-335-1850. That's 800-335-1850.
This country is filled with millionaires living the good life. And you know what? Those millionaires are just like you. Hi, this is Golf DeRoos. And I should know, without a single penny, I bought my first property at the age of only 17. Since then, I've become a real estate millionaire living the good life. I've created a proven system to real estate buying that can make anyone a millionaire. Now I want to share my secrets with as many people as possible. So I've put together a powerful tape giving you the basics. And I'm giving it away. That's right, it's free. All you have to do to get it is... call 1-800-992-3370. You'll see that you're no different from all those real estate millionaires. It's absolutely true. Even if you don't own a home, you still have what it takes to become rich. Very rich. And my system will prove it to you. Just pick up the phone and ask for my free tape. Call 1-800-992-3370. Get your free tape right now. 1-800-992-3370. 1-800-992-3370.
Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Where mistakes have been made, the responsibility rests with me.
This is from, this was sent to us by Christy Harvey, let's just say that, and Susan Inouye, I'll get right to you, but here's the thing, it's a Democrat who was briefed said that Chairman Howard Dean has made the final decision yesterday, weeks later than planned. DNC Committee Director Karen Finney declined to confirm the choice, but it says the labor pains were hard, but DNC has finally... has its 2008 convention city picked. It's Denver! Denver's bid was shot through with holes from the start, it says. The first technical submission was greeted with dismay by party regulars. Revised bids were better. Labor unions threatened to balk unless Denver began to unionize its hotels. Others wanted to extract compromises from the DNC and state about union participation. I've been waiting for state to get better about that, too. The DNC worried about whether Denver would raise $50 million necessary to stage the marquee event for the 2008 Democratic nominee. Promises that by out-of-state governors to raise millions were greeted skeptically. It's not immediately clear what made Howard Dean comfortable with Denver and settled these issues. New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg was once enthusiastic about the prospect of a DNC convention, but Bloomberg soured and the prospect and about the prospect the more he dealt with the DNC. New York has been the safe choice logistically and financially, but it would have been a political nightmare. And Dean, apart from his Netroots allies and virtually every other strategist, is his presidential candidate and office holder in the party. But Dean aides have said that he is not prepared to risk holding a convention in a city not prepared to handle it. That's from Mark Ambinder. So we'll see. We haven't got it double confirmed yet, but hey, it is very much promising that Denver, and I've got to tell you, I lived in New York City when the convention was held for Bill Clinton in 1992. I have never been so excited about anything. The energy in that city was electric. It was so much fun. For the first time in my life, I took time out from being a journalist and a talk show host, and I actually worked on signs and balloons and helping organize campaign events, and it was really, really fun. I also registered people to vote, and I don't think I've ever, I mean, people were grabbing voter registration forms out of my hands so that they could vote the first George Bush out of office. It's 303-713-7600. I have a sneaky feeling there'll be that kind of energy around again in 2008. Susan in Erie, Colorado, thank you for joining us on the Jay Marvin Show. Good morning, and thanks for waiting. Oh, Susie, I'm sorry. Susie,
yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you, Susie.
Erin, I'm mother of a United States Marine, and I just want to tell you how disgusted I am by all that's going on. I'm very emotional this morning, but it's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this president doesn't have a clue. I mean, my son joined the Marines because our country was attacked. He did not join the Marines to go and fight an oil war. And I just hope to God that this Congress stands up to him and gets our troops out of Iraq.
I challenge
the American people to get on the phone and on the Internet today and write
on the streets.
And on the streets, and say, enough is enough.
Where is your son now?
He's in Cherry Point, North Carolina, but with the new deployments, the probability of him being deployed is very high.
Is very, very high. How many times has he been to Iraq?
He has not.
He has not yet?
Yeah.
Good. I mean, good. I hope he spared the experience, because it doesn't sound like it's much fun at all. Oh,
I mean,
dear. What does he think of this war? What does he think of this?
He just thinks that it's wasteful. It's wasteful of American lives. And there's a civil war going on. These young men and women are no more prepared to go in. They don't even speak the language. They kick in somebody's door. Do they know it's a Sunni or a Shiite or if the gun in the corner is just to protect their family? They don't. How do they determine that in 5 split seconds?
Did you see the troops pinned down on the rooftops the other day on CNN? It was extraordinary footage.
Yes.
I just could not believe it. And the thing, you know, the thing that occurs to me is this danger will now be magnified by embedding them. And maybe it was the right thing to do 5 years ago or 4 years ago, but it's not, you know, what is it going to help now? This is part of what drives me wild. And they were saying, I heard the former Time magazine reporter who's now working with CNN, and he was saying that, you know, they just listed on the screen too fast for me to write it all down. How many groups were attacking those troops just that day?
There were
like 8 different groups. You know, the Mujahideen of South Iraq. You know, I'm going to make this up, but the irregular terrorists of Haifa Street, which is where they were pinned down. I mean, it was really scary. There were more than 8 groups that were attacking them just that day.
Exactly.
Now, how is anybody who hasn't got an encyclopedic knowledge of what's going on in Iraq supposed to be able to prosecute or settle a thing like that? How are they supposed to be able to help?
Well, they can't. And that and that and they just keep putting our young men and women in harm's way. And, you know, in the meantime, his two daughters are off in South America and being asked to leave the country because they're too much of a distraction. Put his daughters in there. Put them in uniform. Put them in the heart of Baghdad.
Susie, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate it. And give your son a big hug and kiss next time you see him for us, would you?
Okay, will do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Everybody turn out today. Go to Colorado Springs. Go to Acacia Park. It starts with us. You know, we showed what we can do. We turned the Republicans out of Congress. It is time to make changes again. This president isn't going to listen to the Congress. He isn't going to listen to us. But so we need to apparently shout louder. She's right. The Internet, letters, get on the streets. Show your displeasure with these kinds of policies. At 5 p.m. this evening, people will be gathered in the military and rightist complex and religious complex that is Colorado Springs. But there are liberals out there. I know you're there. 5 p.m. in Acacia Park. And here in Denver at 11:30 and at 6 p.m. this evening, there will be two different demonstrations. Show your displeasure. Show up. Talk about it. And, John, could you repeat who's waiting? Because Anita is on the line with us. And thank you, Anita, for joining us. Thank you very much for joining the J. Marvin Show.
Hi, Erin. I'm glad to. I have been so angry all night that I haven't slept. But your news about Denver and the convention, wahoo, that is a thrill.
I hope it's confirmed. I really do. We're trying to get the DNC on the phone now.
Uh-huh.
But I hope it's true. Gosh, it's so exciting to have a convention in your town. It really is, I have to say.
You know, I'm 80 years old. I've been a Democrat ever since I think I was born. My parents were Democrats. And I love this country.
I do, too.
But I love the Democratic Party, too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so happy and all when we finally won.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we're going to continue to win because we are the party of the people. And
well, we're going back to being that, and that was one of the things that Senator Kennedy proposed was, you know, it's time for Democrats to go back. We were Democrats during the election in 2006, and it's time for us to stay Democrats and question and hold these guys' feet to the fire. We can set limits. We can say, you will not start a ground war in Iran or in Syria, and we can set limits. It was done before with the Boland Amendments. It's been done in Vietnam. The Congress has the power to work with the president on foreign policy, not be ignored entirely and run over like a train.
Yes, I agree. You know, Aaron, my husband died in World War II.
Did he?
I was with a MASH unit in Korea. My son went to Vietnam. Thank God I don't have a grandson old enough to go to Iraq. But I feel for those boys so much.
I can tell.
It is so hard to be this age and have seen as much as I have to think of some more of our young people being in the country where they're continually shot at.
Thank you.
For God's sake, bring them home.
Thank you. And thank you on behalf of my father who passed away 10 years ago yesterday, who served in Korea. Some of his dying thoughts were about Korea. And I know he always spoke highly of the MASH units and the people and the men and women who served over there. So thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. I appreciate it mightily on behalf of my family as well. We'll be checking in with DW in Denver coming up. We've got to cut to a break. We'll try to confirm whether Denver is, in fact, 2008 Convention Central. I got to tell you, this touches me and it moves me as a longtime Colorado citizen. I just, you know, my family's, I guess we're in our fourth or fifth generation now. About time. 303-713-7600. If it's true, we'll work on confirming it. The DNC may have selected Denver as its choice. It's on the wires. It's on the AP wires. Yahoo! 303-713-7600. That's some good news after all these storms, eh? Gina Michaels coming up with AM 760 Progressive Traffic. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show.
With the recent storms, are you thinking that your furnace might not be up to shape? You're not alone. Many found their heating system wasn't ready for another winter. This is Jack of Jack Micek Heating and Cooling, an authorized American Standard heating, air conditioning, and indoor air quality dealer. Don't wait until the next storm comes to find yourself and your loved ones in the cold. Call me today and I'll help you find the American Standard heating and indoor air quality system for your needs at the right price. 303-463-8541. That's 303-463-8541.
Would you like to feel energized, invigorated, feel better again? Daily, you hear about chemicals in your environment, and research shows toxins harm your body. Wellness Bond Fifth Avenue can help you. Experience safe and easy ways for internal body cleansing. It's a new year, so make it a new you. Restore and rejuvenate yourself at the Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue. Call 303-777-2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
The 05 Explorer for just $15,900. They sell them for less. Every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Do you need someone in your corner to help you with a real estate problem? Do you feel like you're getting ripped off on a mortgage transaction? Then tune into The Real Estate Advocate from 1 to 2 p.m. every Saturday with real estate and mortgage expert Sean Healy of Keller Williams Preferred Realty. Sean is here to help you with all of your real estate and mortgage questions. Call him at 303-252-4444. That's 303-252-4444. And tune into The Real Estate Advocate right here, 1 to 2 p.m. each Saturday.
Life doesn't stand still, and neither does Lowe's. That's why we're celebrating the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. And right now, you can get free delivery on all appliances of $397 or more. Also, receive a $5 per gallon manufacturer's mail-in rebate when you purchase up to 5 gallons of American Tradition interior or exterior paint. All this only at our newest store. Lowe's is the only place you'll find everything for your home, from Mohawk Premier Living Carpet to Top Choice Lumber to DeWalt Power Tools to Whirlpool Appliances. In fact, Lowe's has America's largest selection of brand name appliances in stock, and nobody works harder to save you money every day. That's our promise. So bring the whole family to the grand opening of our newest store right in your neighborhood. Lowe's, let's build something together. See store for details.
Ask for special financing for 12 months on any purchase of $299 or more made on your Lowe's consumer credit card now through January 14th, only at the grand opening of Lowe's in Littleton at the intersection of South Santa Fe Drive and West Bellevue Avenue. See Lowe's of Littleton for special financing details.
Attention men, you know when it comes to that special moment, timing is everything. Do you know, however, that Viagra can take 60 to 90 minutes or more to work? That's why RapidTabs.com has developed a faster, easier way of taking the Viagra medication. This is not an herbal substitute. This is the genuine Pfizer Viagra. Our U.S. licensed pharmacist specially compounds the Viagra pill into a pleasant-tasting Rapid Tab that you simply dissolve under your tongue. You get results in just 15 to 20 minutes. Rapid Tabs are available online through our U.S. licensed physician by answering a few short medical questions. Once you're approved, our doctor will ship your medication overnight discreetly to your door. You can also choose our Cialis Rapid Tabs or even order the Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra medications in their original forms. Call now or go online to get your prescription for around $6 per recommended dose. Visit RapidTabs.com or call 1-800-640-9134. That's RapidTabs.com, 1-800-640-9134. Timing is everything. Now is the time to call RapidTabs, 1-800-640-9134.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I have to tell you, I feel the excitement of a little kid. I mean, I'm appalled at the president. Please turn out to protest him at 11:30 this morning at Civic Center Park. If I were there, I'd be there. 6 p.m. will be another one at by Colorado Military Families Speak Out. There will at 6 p.m. again at Civic Center Park. There is another demonstration at Acacia Park in Colorado Springs at 5 p.m. And if you have any locals in your town, let us know at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We are the heartbeat of liberal talk radio in Colorado, and we just broke, and I'm so proud of John Turk. Thank you, John. We broke the news that Denver won the Democratic National Convention. We are so happy. He tells me we did it. Good, 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 good. National Democrats will announce later today they have picked Denver over New York for the 2008 National. Yeah! Man, I want to be working there so bad. Okay, the Pepsi Center will be the site, high-profile political gathering, 35,000 delegates and journalists, and I'm going to be one. I'm bound to be there. Expected for what business leaders hope will mean more than $160 million of a boon for the city. So some good news in the light of bad. The Democrats are coming to town. We're taking back the West, baby, starting with Colorado. 303-713-7600. Okay, the Northwest is... been out blue for a while, but still, whoa! I mean, after this, I mean, could Idaho one day be possible? You never know. 303-713-7600, DW in Denver. Welcome and thank you. The more sobering news, of course, is that we're in for the count in Iraq, and it looks like we're also down for the count. Hi, DW. Welcome and thank you for joining us.
Well, greetings and salutations, Aaron. First, I have to tell you, I love your energy and
thank
your enthusiasm,
you.
And then also I'm a U.S. veteran. And to all of my fellow veterans, no matter what branch of the service that they are in, we all a sorority. You know, we're brothers in arms, and the thing of it is that we need to acknowledge that with each other, you know, and keep doing that. And to all of the parents who have lost and even have fellow soldiers who are stationed over there or either who's on deployment to go back, you know, my heart goes out to them. I think this is sad. And to, I have a name for Bush. I'm calling him Bushwhacker. Bush and all of his cronies, the fellow Bushies, and Chainsaw Cheney. It's just pathetic that they are placing our country, in the position that they are doing, that they're placing all of the soldiers who are over there sacrificing their lives, you know, for his own personal agenda. It's insane to do something such as that. And he's committing what I call American military genocides, you know, on our soldiers in this country, and even the people of Iraq. I mean, human lives are human lives regardless. I mean, the fact of the matter. So it's just unfortunate. And I had to call and let you know that my heart goes out to the fellow soldiers. I would wish heart, mind, body, and soul that we could come together, the soldiers who disagree with this process, no matter what branch, no matter what era, from World War One, Korean, Vietnam, and the current wars that has taken place and the ones even prior to, that we would come together and unite and march and make a stand, call in, email, whatever it takes.
Well, Colorado Military Families Speak Out is holding a rally this evening at 6 o'clock at the Civic Center Park.
Fantastic.
So bundle up, turn out, join your brothers and sisters.
By all means. And all of the Bushwhackers and the Chainsaw Cheney's crew, They wanted him back in office where they get him in full-fledged, and hopefully this will send them a message to make them realize that, you know what, you know, now you see what you asked for, and you bring in this type of pain and hurt and destruction on your own people.
Thank you very much for your call, DW. Thank you so much.
And thank you, Aaron, for the way you represent. So I'm co-signing you. I'm co-signing everyone who's standing against this process. Have a great day.
Thank you so much, sir. I appreciate it. You know, and listening to Captain Broussard earlier talk so plaintively about the harm that will be done to the troops if their money is pulled out from under them. And I just, you know, we all need to proceed with caution because all of us want to make sure that our troops are safe. But we also want to send a strong and clear message to George W. Bush. Enough experimenting with our blood and treasure. Enough. By the way, brave the cold. It is going to be cold and colder today. There is an Arctic wind blowing in Colorado today. But do turn out, express yourself. Go downtown to Colorado Springs, Acacia Park. Go to Civic Center Park, both at 11:30 and 6 p.m. if you can. It's 303-713-7600. I also want to talk to you about the Denver wins. The Democratic National Convention broken right here. Thanks, Christy Harvey. We'll be talking to you tomorrow. And we're working on getting some other very special guests coming up on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Woo! 2008. It'll be a sea of blue in downtown Denver. Van in Boulder, welcome and thank you for joining us.
Hey, Aaron. Good show.
Thank you.
You know, I got to say, the thing that struck me watching the speech is just the cowardice of Bush and all of the people that support him.
Yeah.
You know, if he truly believes that this is our generational conflict, if this is a world conflict that in many ways is equivalent to World War II, then it demands that the entire country is mobilized around this.
revoke the tax cuts, put the entire country involved in it, you know.
Yeah, institute the draft. I mean,
draft your daughters.
They had to pass the draft law for World War II.
Draft your daughters.
And, you know, the other thing is if he truly believes this and he thinks that, you know, escalating the conflict, you know, will lead to victory, then he at least should be following the Army manual, the field manual concerning insurgency, which stipulates 20 combat troops, not just 20 troops, but 20 combat troops for every 1,000 people.
Yep.
And if that's what we're talking about, that means we need 50,000 combat troops just for Baghdad.
At least. I mean, and John McCain,
you know,
and Lindsey Graham are talking about up to 100,000 more to really do the job, which is even below
actually,
what...
you do the numbers, 25 million people,
that
comes out, we need half a million.
The 500,000 General Shinseki got fired over, got cashiered out over.
Exactly. So when we're talking about this, it is political cowardice for him not to actually argue for what will win. I mean, all this 21,000 troops is for is to hopefully salvage his political legacy and to hand this off to somebody else. And then his supporters that are not, like many of the callers have said, not running down and volunteering to fight in this conflict, that's cowardice. Because if they believe this, then they're cowards for not fighting the fight.
Yep. And I'd love to see Bill Kristol sign up, too, of the Weekly Standard, who's been, you know, his chief cheerleader.
Guy?
Oh, I don't know. He's in his, I would think, maybe 50s.
Okay, well, yeah, 42 is cut off.
Yeah, he's probably a little too old, but hey, you know, what the heck? He could volunteer, couldn't he, to do something?
But he could work for a contractor.
He could work for a contractor. He could go over there and start a magazine.
Exactly, you know.
Preferably
it's
outside of the green zone.
Free market.
Yeah,
These guys are cowards. Yeah. I mean, they're just straight up cowards, every single
Stand
one.
Stand up, stone cold. Thank you so much, Van, for your call. Searing and to the point, and I think right on. 303-713-7600. And by the way, I don't think either Van or I use that word lightly. I don't think either one of us uses the word coward lightly. Blanche in Denver, welcome, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
I, again, have to repeat that I appreciate your energy because people need to take this seriously. The first thing I want to say is the election called for a change, and that change was that we don't want the lying, cheating, stealing, and killing to continue.
Mm.
And George Bush is bound and determined with the 30-year contracts and all this and that they're planning for Iraq to continue all of those things with our children, our kids, and that's got to stop. And so somebody needs to figure out a way for the American people to have the people that are working for us do what we want done.
Yep, I agree. And we are their employers.
That's exactly right.
It behooves us to remember that we're their bosses, period, full stop.
America belongs to the Americans, and they, with their privilege, what they've done is decide that because they are privileged to have cash, that they can tell us what to do with what belongs to us, and that's got to stop. And the second thing, the caller before, he made a brilliant point. George Bush bragged about the fact that he became president and he was a C student. When I went to school, and I'm 68 years old, they called a C student a cheater. C stood for cheat because it meant you could do better. He did as little as possible, and now here we are stuck with a C student who is making the wrong decisions because he never exerted the effort to make the right decisions when he was a young person. And anybody that voted for him the second time is responsible for the problems that we are dealing with today. And then the last thing I wanted to say is, kudos to Denver. We're a great city.
We sure are.
And we support democracy. Our election here showed that. And people need to support democracy by supporting Democrats because we are the party of the people.
Amen, sister. Thanks so much for your call.
All right. Have a great day.
You too. 303-713-7600. You see, that's what we need to remember. We are their employers. We may have our disagreements from time to time, but we are the ones who send them to Washington. They need to do what we want them to do. And it is stop this war. Get it wound down. Stop it. Denver wins the Democratic National Convention. We'll also talk about that. We'll continue to analyze the president's speech coming up for the rest of this hour. Don't forget, tomorrow we have Christy Harvey. Thank you, Christy, for helping us break the Center for American Progress. And the news that Howard Dean has given the green light to Denver for the Democratic National Convention. That's according to several sources now, widely distributed. Thank you, John Turk, once again for that exclusive right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's 303-713-7600. Well, it was ours to break, and we did. Woo! Thank you. I'm Aaron Hartz, 303-713-7600. This is the Jay Marvin Show. By the way, Jay's back.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1437 for your free DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-322-1437. 1-800-322-1437.
Agent only in Acapulco. Where else? Mexico. Beyond your expectations. Restrictions apply.
On the next Ed Schultz Show.
It's all about the president's speech. We'll have reaction from Senator Barack Obama. He'll join the program. Also, Senator Chris Dodd's going to be along. He was recently in Iraq. He'll join the program to talk about what the president had to say and other priorities. And it is day three of the Democratic 100-hour plan. How's it going? We'll have the latest. Your calls and all the news.
Ed Schultz, today at 1 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Call 1-800-500-3533. 1-800-500-3533. That's 1-800-500-3533.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD Test Drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Sony Style. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Come on in to a Sony Style store now and take advantage of great extended financing offers on select Sony HD TVs. These special financing offers will only be around for a limited time, so stop in to a Sony Style store today. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Hi, I'm Aaron Hart. Sweetheart on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin at 303-713-7600. He'll be back on Monday. George W. Bush has announced a new Hull policy. I don't think any of it's going to work. No one seems to think it's going to work very well, except for a few people think it might work better. But I don't know. Senator John McCain, by the way, supports the increase until we can get the situation under control, until it comes clear we can't. Oh, great. How cynical is this? You know, this is also John Edwards, I think, has been brilliant in trying to label this as a McCain policy, McCain doctrine. Larry in Tarrington, welcome to the AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good,
you know,
morning,
I don't know where this city, where is this? What's the name of it again?
Is Torrington.
Torrington, where are you?
85 miles north of Cheyenne.
North of Cheyenne. Okay, because I was going to say, man, I'm like searching, Colorado. I don't know any town named Torrington in Colorado. Okay, it's in Wyoming. I feel better now. Okay, go ahead.
It's 7 miles west of the Nebraska state line.
Gotcha.
Okay,
so what's your perspective from the Great Plains, my friend?
Well, I've been listening to the so-called liberal talk radio for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And it disturbs me that everybody's operating under a seriously flawed logic system.
Oh, do please enlighten us, will you?
Well, these people did not steal two presidential elections
for
the benefit of the country.
Yeah, they did. They did.
Oh,
they stole
they did.
It's been shown. Ohio was stolen.
That's exactly
so
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But they did not do it to benefit the country.
Oh, no.
They stole these elections with the purpose of stealing everything. This administration is the most corrupt administration this nation has ever seen.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And I'm one of those, I believe I'm very aware of reality, and I do not believe that Bush intends there to be another election.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a terrorist disaster which will enable him to suspend further elections in time of national emergency.
Yeah.
And I think...
You mean you think he's going to suspend 2008?
I think the weasels are in charge of the hen house, and they're not going to give it up.
That's a scary thought. Thanks so much for your call, Larry. I appreciate it. Lauren in Inglewood, welcome to AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Aaron, how are you?
I am well.
I wish Marvin well.
Yes, he'll be back on Monday.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, I got an idea.
Yes.
You know, all the billions we spend over there, I think they should have, like, spend $1 billion on computers that they drop into everybody in Iraq, different places all around the Middle East, and have communication with the American people rather than the government of what our philosophy really is. Where's this money going?
Yeah.
You know, from all the oil, what is it going to, like, one major family?
It's being distributed in terms of war profiteering around the country. I mean, there's some theft, there's some fraud, there's a lot of waste, apparently. I heard one guy saying that $2 out of $3 are wasted. I heard another Iraqi contractor saying $9 out of $10 are stolen. I don't know what's true, but let's put it this way. Very few of our hard-earned tax dollars are going where they should go to rebuild the infrastructure of the country.
I think exactly right. It's not like for the Iraqi people. It's like for one side or the other. That's the biggest problem.
Yep.
But I think the communication system, like what we've got now, and I don't even have a computer, but I've worked word processor before, but on the communication system, I think we had communication with all people of Muslims around the world and had a dialogue and stuff like that, rather than like just going over there and like starting a war where they... I think there's been, 650,000 or more people killed already over there?
That's according to the Lancet, yes, absolutely. Johns Hopkins.
How can you possibly think that, say, for example, if my family got killed, that I'm not going to shoot back at you tomorrow?
Mm.
I mean, has anybody ever thought about that? You know, nobody brings that up. You know, if you was over there killing my family, what would I do?
It's that, and you just did, and that's part of the reason why it's gotten to be such internecine warfare, and that's part of the reason there is a civil war, is because we took the lid off of security and civility and everything else when we destroyed the infrastructure of the country and we put nothing in to replace it, because Donald Rumsfeld and Dick Cheney and George W. Bush wanted to do this war on the cheap. Thank you so much for your call.
You're welcome.
And fortunately, they're very costly to the rest of us, very expensive in terms of blood, treasure, lives. Robert in Inglewood, welcome to the J. Marvin Show. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well.
I listened to the great warmonger, the great decider last night.
Ugh,
and
so
he mentioned something that all the TV shows and the media are not covering.
Mm.
He said he wants to amend the Iraqi Constitution. Did you hear him say that?
I heard him say, yeah, to distribute the oil more evenly. Was that it? I believe I heard
that. I don't
that.
Know. You know,
I have a transcript of his speech, which I've been meaning to try to get to all morning, but I haven't been able to read through it yet because it wasn't posted last night late enough for me to read it before I went to bed. So I will promise you, I will look at that line by line and look for that, because I heard that segment too, and I went, what?
You know,
then I thought maybe this is tied to that 30-year contract thing where they're going to try to allocate or give 30 years of contracts to Western, Shell, BP, Exxon Mobil, I think I've seen on the list, of people to give them oil rights for the next 30 years in Iraq.
You know, the Iraqi people have the answer to this war. 11 million Iraqi citizens voted last year for a new constitution.
Yes, they did.
Patterned after Alexander Hamilton and James Madison in this country, calls for a federalist society.
Yeah.
They voted for three autonomous regions. And Hamilton called those autonomous region states with state capitals. He was the first one to do that. And now I think what the lay of the land is Bush wants to destroy that. What really worries me, the USS Stennis is an aircraft carrier group. It's right now right off the coast of Iran. It's loaded to the gunwales with cruise missiles.
Yeah.
Bush never once considers the consequences of his actions. He never has. He never will. That's what really worries me, because right now we have two wars going on at the same time. Do we want another one with Iran and Pakistan and Somalia? I mean, how many wars does it take to satisfy the warmongers in this country?
Yeah.
I have eight grandsons, most of them draft age. I have a nephew over there, been there three times.
Yeah.
Lost his civilian job. He's a mechanical engineer. He was sent over there to rebuild the country, and right away he's a troop. You know, I listened to Fox News yesterday, and they said, well, these 20,000 troops are just going over to make sure the kids can go to school. Hey, they're not going over there to be school crossing guards or to help little old ladies across the street. These are, if you look at the units, these are combat troops.
Thank you very much for your call. I appreciate it. Thank you. I want to squeeze in AJ from Boulder. I also, before I get to you, AJ, I want to again thank John Turk for the magnificent job he did today in organizing the show, and that he does always. I appreciate your work, John. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you helping Jay out and helping me out and being a good host.
Well, thank you. I you're one of the best producers I've ever worked with, so I appreciate you mightily. And you just sent me, thank you, the DNC press conference, Democratic News, saying Denver to host 2008 Democratic National Convention. How do you feel about that? I mean, you're a producer at Progressive Talk. Don't you just feel pumped?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty fun to actually be down at the convention center, like, you know, and be... I think we're probably going to be doing this radio show for there for a couple weeks, right?
Okay, yes, we are. And, you know, if I get to do fill-in or whether I'm working there, I want to go, man. So whether I'm there as a host for another entity or I'm there as part of the team, I want to be there. It seems so exciting, doesn't it? Yahoo!
It does. I can't wait. It should be really good. It's going to be great for the state and for the city.
Yeah, yeah. And Jay Marvin will have a great time hosting, I'm sure. He's back on Monday. Don't forget. Do you have an idea of who's coming aboard besides, our friend Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress?
That's the only one locked in for tomorrow, but we are working on a few other things, including Howard Dean, so we'll see what happens with that.
Keep our fingers crossed. Thanks again, John Turk. And thanks to all of you for your searing and wonderful comments. Thanks to all of my guests, too numerous to mention, in this segment. But I appreciate it. Thank you all. I'll be back tomorrow. More talk about the president's speech in Denver to host the 2008 Democrat.
I was a lot like you, very apprehensive about calling a mortgage company. I wasn't happy with my adjustable rate. It just kept going up. So I called EM Lending, and they hooked me up with a 5.5% fixed rate. And now my worries are gone.
Ease your mind and call EM Lending. EM Lending will beat any advertised rate, or they'll give you $100 guaranteed. Call EM Lending to find out about the brand new 5.5% fixed rate. 303-667-1160. 303-667-1160.
2555 or visit wellnessonfifth.com. The Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue is on the AM 760 Blue List.
The new Democratic Congress brings hope for the return of democracy, but they must keep working to get out of...